Yesterday's favorite, Sunny 101.3.
I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows around 55 tonight, under clear skies, east winds at around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 84 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 58 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Turning much cooler Monday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for storms continues. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
It's time for high school football. The players have warmed up, the fans have found their seats, and you've found the high school football game of the week here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight's action is brought to you by our Sunny Sports Boosters. Kickoff is just moments away. We send it now to Randy Gatula.
Good evening. It's time for high school football tonight on Sunny 101.3. It is a very important game tonight. It's early in the season, but two undefeated teams are going at it tonight at the Oak Bowl at Peru State College. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. This is their 17th year as the JCC Thunderbirds, and this is the first time that they have ever started the season 2-0, and they are looking to go 3-0 tonight. Lord Central Catholic is the opponent. They are the actual home team in this ball game. The Knights are also 2-0 on the year, and they have looked very good to this point of the season. So it should be a good battle tonight to find out which of these teams has the inside track on getting some postseason action tonight here at Peru State. Johnson County Central and Lord Central Catholic coming up. Kickoff at 7 o'clock from the Oak Bowl. Randy Gatula will have the call. I had a chance to visit earlier this week with Coach Ryan Haught of the Johnson County Central Thunderbirds. We'll find out his thoughts about the team so far and about tonight's game. We'll do that after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.org.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robot will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to our pregame show. It's time now to visit with Coach Ryan Haught, head coach of the Johns County Central Thunderbirds. Coach, good start. The kids are off to a 2-0 start. They have picked up nice wins so far. Meade and Conestoga last week. Things going well for the T-Birds.
Yeah, you know, anytime you can start off season 2-0, which is a school record for us, never been done before, against a Meade team that has been to playoffs four out of the last 5 years, and a Conestoga team that is technically a C1 C1 school. Mm-hmm. And when you can get wins over those teams, boy, you take them.
Oh, absolutely. The offense has played well. You just told us the coaches show you're averaging about 50 a game, only like allowing about 10. And like I've said for years and years, you can give up 8 to 10 points simply by slipping down on the grass in an 8-man football game.
Yeah, you know, yielding 10 points per game is pretty special because, you know, 8-man, the scores can inflate a little bit. You know, just one kid, like you said, falls down or a broken play, and now you've got 6 on the board just like that. We've been really well. We've done a really good job of preventing the big plays and preventing those, you know, long drives. We have just kind of taken those things out of the game.
You were talking to us on the coach's show about the passing game between your quarterback and your ends. And I think you said one got 6-7 touchdowns already. That's hard to defend. I know those kids, especially that tight end you're throwing to, a lot of size there. When you can pass in this 8-man game, that's a big advantage too.
Yeah, you know, we try to set the table with our running game, and then when we can do well with that, it opens up the play action pass, and the quarterback Swanson, he's thrown for over 350 yards already, and then he's got a good target in Jones that's gathered about 200 of those. Jackson Houghton has just shy of half a dozen catches.
Mm-hmm.
And he had one the other night for 50, and we're really spreading around. We've had 8 different guys catch the football, and when you can kind of share that wealth, I think it's a little harder to zone in on just who to cover.
Right, yeah, that's big, too, and they don't know quite where you're going to go or what you're going to do. It's nice to have that playbook with running and passing that's all working for you at this point.
Absolutely. One point the other night, we were, at halftime, we were 170 yards rushing and 150 yards passing. So we had very easy, even distribution, and that's kind of what we're trying to go for.
Mm-hmm. Pretty sweet at that point when you get there. You also talked about, I think in Nebraska we're not allowed to say off to a quick start anymore. Coach Rule doesn't like that, but it's an important thing in your mind, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. It just kind of gets a feel good. It makes practices go better, and it's just something that we really wanted to do, get off to a great start. You can't have a great season if you don't have a great start.
In the games you played so far, you have just really came out early and put your opponents back on their heels, too. That's a big key in those games as well.
Yeah, we've scored 35 points between the two games in the first quarter and, you know, gotten up on both teams. One of them 45 to nothing at halftime, the other 34 to nothing at halftime. When we talk at halftime, we say it's 0-0 and we go hard again. But what it's allowing us to do is get some younger guys in there, develop depth, and they're able to come in and spell some of the older guys when necessary.
When you get up like that at halftime, it keeps the interest, or at least it should pique the interest, those kids that are backups, because they're going, hey, we're going to get to play tonight in varsity.
Yeah, and like I said, it makes practices go a little bit
mm-hmm.
better because they can't just, you know, float through, and because they know, hey, I've got to know this stuff because I'm going to be out there performing in front of all of our fans.
Mm-hmm. Every coach I talk to, one of the key things they talk about every week, want to develop depth. Well, this should allow you to do that, shouldn't it?
Yeah, we definitely are. We've already played a JV game, too, in which we won pretty big there over Palmyra. We're actually feeling very good about our depth, and that would be one of the biggest assets on our team. One of our strengths is our depth because a coach up in the box announced to me the other night, he goes, I don't think I've ever seen that in JCC history. You had 11 guys that just scored eight guys that just scored a touchdown and a PAT. Every one of them came off the field, and 8 new came in for the kickoff.
Mm-hmm.
He reminded me that that's probably never been done before either.
No, probably not. This week, Lord Central Catholic, 2-0. I guess every week, this is your most important game of the season every week, especially this week. This is going to turn out to be a big one, it looks like, with two good teams going out of here early in the season.
Yeah, they're very impressive looking on film. They've got a nice combination of size, quickness, and skill. They offer a an offense that's very diverse. I mean, they're running the ball a little bit more this year, but they're always in that spread shotgun and still showing that they can throw it as well, too. Boy, they really keep you on their heels. We've already scouted 13 different sets, 13 different lineups, and that puts a lot of pressure on your defense. For them defensively against our offense, they kind of run a little bit different look than you'll see from, you know, your normal teams that come out with either a four front or three. So that offers a pretty good challenge there too. A lot of quickness. We're going to have to be on our toes and not turn the ball over and limit penalties and all those things come out on top of this game.
Yeah, the turnovers, the penalties, that's all key things. Injuries, and I'm not talking just about your team, but we've really had a good year through two games this year. The kids have done well, and the coaches. You got to credit the coaching staff because I haven't heard of a lot of injuries yet this year, and that's kind of unusual.
Yeah, we are pretty healthy. Hope to, you know, kind of contribute that a little bit to our weight program and the hard work we did in the weight room this year. We do have an ankle injury right now, and hopefully maybe we'll be able to get him back here by Friday. But otherwise, fairly injury-free.
All right, Coach. We'll finish up with this couple of key things tonight for your squad to be on the winning end.
Well, once again, kind of stay with the plan that we've had, and that's run the football, control it, get up on the scoreboard early, and kind of take the air out of the game. We want to control the tempo. Because on the flip side of that, boy, Nebraska City wants to get on offense and go, go, go. No huddle and fast break football. We want to kind of do the opposite, and I think that'll play a big part of the game tonight.
All right, Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck to you and the Thunderbirds tonight.
All right, John, thanks for having us.
We'll be back with more of our pregame show coming up after this two-minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repairs? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Did you know that falls are the leading cause of emergency room visits? They can be more dangerous than you think, especially for older people. Staying physically active, including balance and strength training exercise, will help improve muscles and prevent falls. You should also check your home for any hazards, like poorly lit areas, clutter on the floor, or loose carpet and rugs. Having your eyes and hearing tested and checked medications for side effects, like dizziness, is also helpful. Remember, prevention is the name of the game. Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
Football here on Sunny 101.3. My name is Randy Gatula. I'll be your play-by-play announcer for tonight's broadcast, and I'm very pleased to have joining me in the broadcast tonight, Dr. Scott Strzok. And Scott, good evening, sir, and welcome.
Beautiful night for football, Randy.
We've got a team here with Johnson County Central, Scott, that has already accomplished something never been done before in the 17 years of JCC's existence, and that is they've opened this football season with a 2-0 record.
Yeah, Thunderbirds started off well. Week one win over Meade at home, 60-16. And then hosted Conestoga last Friday night, another big win, 40-6.
Lord Central Catholic from Nebraska City, likewise, they've had some success. They're also 2-0 on the year.
Yeah, they've started with big wins as well, similar scores even. Week one, they beat Freeman 40-8, and then last Friday night beat a pretty good Palmyra team 62-26.
I want to take this opportunity to extend a big welcome to all of our viewers on Johnson County Central's Stride TV video stream. If you're listening to us tonight on Sunny 101.3, of course, our broadcast is being streamed at mscsports.net worldwide. If you'd like to watch the game on their Stride TV, that is strib.tv/JCC. You can watch the game and enjoy our Sunny 101.3 commentary to go along with it. We hope you enjoy tonight's broadcast. Right now, we're going to step aside for a two-minute timeout, and then we'll be back and look at the starting lineup for tonight's game. Right after this two-minute break, you're listening to Johnson County Central Thunderbirds football on Sunny 101.3.
Henry, got big dreams for your small business? You're not alone. SBS Insurance is a growing business, too. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one small business insurer in the U.S. We can help protect and grow your business so you can focus on making your small business dreams come true. Give your local SBS Insurance agency a call today. Nationwide is on your side.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right. The difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hello, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts, inviting you to our board breakathon. Come cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. The board breakathon is Saturday, September 16th at 1 p.m. at 1522 Stone Street in Fall City. And also sign up for our upcoming free trial week, September 25th to the 30th. All our classes are free to try. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
What do you call a person who devotes their entire working life to helping children? A person who cares enough to take the time to give a child a gift of understanding? Someone who sees in every child the potential for greatness? What would you call such a person? It's teacher. We here at Frontier Bank know we have great schools because we have great teachers. Support our local schools.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Visit Farming City Supplies Get Growing All Season Long sale because they know that better lawns start in the fall. Grass seeds, fertilizer, herbicides, and garden tools are on sale now through September 30th. Farming City Supply has everything you need for a better lawn next spring. While you're there, stock up on allergen defense air filters. Buy two, get one free. Farming City Supply in Fall City.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back to the Oak Bowl here at Peru State College. Randy Gatula, Scott Strzok with you. Let's take a look at the starters for tonight's game. First of all, the defensive starters for Johnson County Central. At a defensive back, Jackson Houghton, 145-pound junior. It'll be Cedric Ofubu is going to be starting a linebacker, 190-pound junior. Terry True, a linebacker, a senior, 170. Keegan Jones is a safety. He's 220 pounds, a junior. Wyatt Ludeman getting the start at a defensive back, 185-pound senior. Wyatt Case is a defensive end, just a sophomore at 190. Sergio Vaez, 210-pound senior, is a defensive end. And Nolan Wolomsek is the nose guard, a junior at 245. Let's take a look at the Lords offensive starters here, Scott.
Yeah, up front for Lords, zero. Bob Honeysuckle's a junior at center, number 52. Dane Lyons, just a sophomore. At the right guard spot, number 58, Gio Lopez. Tight end, number 5, Miles Poppleton. He's a senior. At one wide receiver, number 4, Callan Schnitzer, sophomore. And another wide receiver, Brady Schnitzer, junior. At running back, number 23, Levi Athens. And the man that kind of makes that Lords offense run, number 15, the quarterback, Nolan Beckard, a senior.
Offensive starter for Johnson County. In the line of center, Cam Lother. Lother, 215-pound junior. Right guard is Nolan Wolomsek, a junior, 245. At the left guard, Sergio Baez. He's 210 and a senior. Deacon Jones is an end. He's a 220-pound junior. Jackson Haughton at the split end, 145-pound junior. And in the offensive backfield, that quarterback, a sophomore, Wes Swanson, 165. The tailback, Cedric Ofubu, 190-pound junior, and the fullback is Terry True, a senior at 170. Scott, you had the glasses on the coin toss. What do we have there?
Thunderbirds are going to be kicking off to start. And so we're going to see Lords on offense start the game.
So did Johnson County Central, I assume they won it deferred then? Is that what happened?
I believe that's the way it went.
All right. So Johnson County Central will kick it away. Both of these teams 2-0 on the season. Handling the kickoff will be Terry True. Well, looks like Johnson County is going to receive.
They maybe switched it up after they gave that original signal.
Okay,
it does look like Jackson Haughton and Danny Kumminavong are back to return for the
Thunderbirds. They'll be back deep to return this one. And handling the kickoff duties for the Knights will be Gio Lopez. So Lopez will be teeing the ball up at the 30-yard line. One of the things we are challenged with here, Scott, is this is a 100-yard field. We're playing 8-man football, so we have to subtract 10 yards from what we see painted on the field. He's teeing it up on what would be the 40 on the 100-yard field, but it's the 30 here. Again, the deep man back.
Jackson Haughton, number 1, and number 4, Danny Kumminavong.
Okay, and Haughton's on the near side.
Tonight a little bit, Randy, as we talked earlier, those Lords numbers are awfully hard to read up here. They're dark gray with kind of a darkish royal blue.
Impossible
number
is a closer word to it. the ball's going to go over Haughton's head into the end zone, out of the end zone, and they'll bring it out and start 1st and 10 at the 15-yard line. Just underway at Peru State's Hope Bowl. I'm Randy Gatula along with Scott Strock. High school football here on Sunny 101.3. Tonight over on our sister station, KTNC, Fall City is playing Omaha Concordia. Lucas Freshel has the call for you. That's 1230 a.m., 107.1 FM in Fall City. Here comes Johnson County Central over the football. Wes Swanson is a quarterback. The back set in the I formation. He takes a snap, turns, gives off to the I back off the right side, out across the 20-yard line for a gain of 5 on the carry. And carrying the football is Cedric Ofubu.
First tackle for Lords there, Levi Athens, number 23, coming up. He's a junior.
They'll give Ofubu a gain of 6 on the carry. He's out across the 20-yard line. We'll call it 2nd down and a long 4 yards to go. The ball just inside the hash mark from the right side of the field. Wes Swanson, the quarterback, hands under center. Double tight end set, high formation. Again, gives it to Ofubu. Ofubu hit this time after a gain of 1 or 2. That's about all. Looks like he's got the football out near the 23-yard line is where they're going to mark it, and it should bring up 3rd down and 2.
That really nice job there by number 5, Miles Poppleton, for Lords, stepping up and standing up a fake, and then got some help from his buddy, Gio Lopez.
Marked the football at the 23-yard line. The ball spotted just inside the hash mark from the right side. Johnson County Central going from our left to right from north to south here in the Oak Bowl. Wes Swanson, same set, double tight end, high formation. Swanson under center calling his starting count. Turns, face to the first man, gives it off to a second man carrying through. 1st down yardage, out across the 25, out across the 30-yard line. Running tough again is Ofubu with the football. Honeysuckle there to lead the tackle on him. He'll have the ball out across the 30, mark it at the 31-yard line. We're just underway here, 10:45 to play in the first period at Peru State.
Fegbu picked up a really nice block there from his end, Keegan Jones, at the point of attack.
First down and 10, Johnson County Central from their own 31-yard line. Wes Swanson under center. He has the snap. Fakes a handoff, keeps it himself. He has a block, turns the corner at the left side. He'll be taken out of bounds. We've got a flag on the play. Knocked out of bounds after a gain of about four. He had the football out to the 34-yard line. Let's see what the flag is going to be. It's against Johnson County Central, a procedure penalty. Well, that's unfortunate, Scott, because
that's going to back him up 10, Randy, holding right there at the point of attack.
They were moving the ball pretty effectively here, picking up 5 and 6 yards at a chunk. Clock has stopped for the penalty flag, 10:26 to play here. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas. Bruna Implement Company, Humboldt, Nebraska, our presenting sponsor for this broadcast. Penalty yardage is going to mark the football back to the 21-yard line. It'll be first down and 20 yards to go now from the 21. First and long, Wes Swanson. Single setback behind him this time, Ofubu. Puts a flanker, Terry True, to the left side outside the guard. Ofubu tries to turn the corner at the left side. He's going to get taken out of bounds. We've got another flag thrown down near the 20-yard line. Let's see what this one's going to be. A gain of 5 on the carry for Ofubu, but...
Boy, where that flag was dropped, I have a feeling it's going to be another holding penalty against the Thunderbirds right there on Keegan Jones as Boo-Boo tried to get the left corner.
Boy, how quickly a couple of penalty flags can kill a drive here. They're talking to the captains from Lord Central. Both Lord Central Catholic and the Thunderbirds of Johnson County came in here, as we mentioned in the pregame show, 2-0 on the season with big wins over their first two opponents in both cases. Johnson County Central, never in the 17-year history of JCC High School, has started a football season 2-0, and that's what they've done this year. Holding is going to be the call on Johnson County Central.
I think the Lord's coach there was debating whether he wanted to back him up and make it first and 30 or take that short gain and keep it at second and 17.
Yeah, well, they're going to take it. Mark it. Right now, Johnson County Central going the wrong direction. This drive began at the 15, and after a couple of nice runs, they're looking at first down and 30, first and a little over a quarter of a mile to go here. Just outside the 10 at the 11-yard line is where they mark it. Wes Swanson calling a starting count. True of the fullback behind him. Ofubu, oh, a bobble on the snap. He pitched the ball back. Ofubu had to fall on the football just to hang on to the possession of it. And that pitch went awry there, and they're lucky to get back on the ball.
Boy, they were, because that initial bounce didn't come right back to him. He had to fight to pull that thing up.
No gain on the play. He'll recover the fumble right at the line of scrimmage. It'll bring up second down. I guess now we'll call it about 29 yards to go. The ball is at the 11-yard line. They need to get it out to midfield to pick up first down yardage. 9:30 to play in the first quarter. No score thus far here at Peru State College. Thunderbirds over the football. Ofubu in the top of the eye. True. Back to pass Swanson. Pump fake. Now comes to the left side. Pass to Ofubu. He's taken out of bounds across the 15-yard line. Out near the 16, they'll have a gain of about 6 yards, maybe 5 or 6 yards. Still going to bring up third down and 25 yards to go.
Levi Athens, number 23, was able to run Ofubu out of bounds there.
My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play tonight here at Peru State. Dr. Scott Strzok on our statistician and color commentary. Scott, just great to have you with us here tonight.
Yeah, it should be a lot of fun tonight, Randy. I think we're going to get to see a pretty good ball game.
Beautiful evening for football. Double tight end set. I formation, third down and 25 yards to go from the 16-yard line. Back to pass is Wes Swanson. He's got time. Now here comes the pressure. Throwing left, out off the fingertips of his intended receiver, Keegan Jones. The defender was there, but Jones had a hand on it. Just could not quite pull it in. And, boy, that was close.
Thunderbirds just about able to pick that up. But, like you said, ball just off the fingertips of Jones. And now we got fourth down.
Well, I guess Johnson County showed they could run the football there on that series, but the two penalty flags just stalled the drive, so now it'll be a punting situation. In to punt it is Keegan Jones. He will stand at his own 5-yard line to hit this one. Back deep to return it, one of the Snitzers, I'm not sure which, they both are listed as return men. I believe that's going to be Brady Snitzer. He'll wait at the 25. Good snap from center. The punt's away. Brady Snitzer lets it bounce in front of him at the 30. Picks it up at the 25. He's out to the 30 and taken out of bounds. At about the 33-yard line, Brady Snitzer on the return. Only got about a 5-yard return on it, and Lord Central Catholic will have their first possession. They'll take over first and 10 at their own 33-yard line.
36-yard punt there, 5-yard return, and the Knights are set up with awfully good field position for their first drive. They're going to take over at their own 33-yard line.
8:59 to play first quarter here at Peru State. Knights over the football. Nolan Beckert is the quarterback. He sits in a shotgun formation. Two wide receivers to the right, one wide left. Throws to the left. Pass is going to be complete and caught right at the 40-yard line. We'll have to wait till he gets up. Making the reception there is Brady Snitzer. And as Scott alluded to a moment ago, they are wearing blue numbers on dark gray jerseys. Nearly impossible to read without the binoculars here, so we'll do our best to ID the ball players. Again, a spread formation, two wide outs to either side of the field for Beckert. Beckert in the gun, has the snap, looks to his right, passes complete. Running upfield to the right side, inside the 30, down near the 25-yard line goes Brady Snitzer.
There is a late penalty flag there.
Flag is thrown out near the 35-yard line. Let's see what this is going to be. Nice completion and good job of running there by Brady Snitzer down that right sideline.
Yeah, the Thunderbirds able to make what was a touchdown-saving tackle by Jersey Graham.
Holding is the call against Lord Central. So after Johnson County Central had their initial drive stalled by penalty flags, now the same thing starting to happen here to the Lord Central Catholic Knights. That was a nice completion and a nice gain, and then this penalty flag came in. The clock has stopped with 8:26 to play. Here in our first quarter, still no score in the contest. They march off the penalty, and that's going to bring the ball all the way back to the 40.
Right at that 38-yard line.
The 33-yard line.
The penalty took place downfield, so it was only ended up being a net 6-yard penalty.
Nolan Beckert with that same spread set. Two wide outs to each side, only three linemen in front of him. Beckert calls his count from the shotgun, puts a man in motion from right to left. That's Snitzer. Beckert goes to the left side. Brady Snitzer makes a reception. He stopped short of the midfield stripe, taken out of bounds around the 39-yard line by Johnson County Central.
Jackson Houghton on the tackle there.
So the gain on the play puts the football to the 39-yard line, or zone 39. It's going to bring up third down. And 4 yards to go for the Knights. They're going to run out of that same spread set here. This time trips to the right. One wide out to the left side. Beckert all alone in the backfield in the shotgun formation. Has the snap. Looks right. Now throws out to the left. Pass is going to be complete. And making the catch was Poppleton. Miles Poppleton, the senior tight end. He has it down for first down yardage to about the 35-yard line. I think is where they're going to mark it.
Keegan Jones came up from his safety position, made the tackle there.
No huddle offense. They work quickly. Shotgun formation for Beckert. Beckert has the snap. Fakes a handoff on the keeper. He's got running room, the 25, the 20, the 15, the 10, and spun down inside the 10-yard line. Near the 8-yard line, they'll take him out of bounds. Good job keeping the football by Nolan Beckert. Mark the football inside the 10. Looks like about the 8-yard line on the right side hash mark, just inside the hash mark is where they put it.
27-yard gain there, Jersey Graham on the tackle.
All right, Beckert again going quickly with no huddle. A man comes in motion right to left. He hands it off to the motion man coming around the corner to the 5 and in for the touchdown. It'll be an 8-yard touchdown run.
That's number 4, Callen Snitzer.
Okay, Callen Snitzer, that's who got it. And it came from 8 yards out. So we have our first score, an 8-yard run by Callen Snitzer. The score coming with 7 minutes and 48 seconds to play here in the first quarter.
Thunderbirds really concerned about quarterback Beckert keeping on that one. Snitzer was able to fool him and get it.
They're going to try and go for 2 here, running it into the end zone for the 2-point conversion.
Levi Athens with that carry.
Athens on the carry. So with 7:48 to go here in the first quarter, our score goes 8-0. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Driving safely in school zones should always be top of mind. Your smart choices help students look forward to reaching their dreams. Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual want your help in protecting our local students' futures. Drive responsibly and keep your eyes on the road so we can all trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today for all your insurance needs. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
The scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City. The scoring drive for Lords took five plays, covered 59 yards, an eight-yard touchdown run by Kellen Stitzer. The two-point conversion carried in by Levi Anthons, and Lords goes on top 8-0 with 7:48 to play in the first period here at Peru. Again, this scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Falls City. All right, Lords goes up quickly here, 8-0. The Knights will tee the football up at the 30-yard line with Gio Lopez to kick it away. On the near side, I believe, is Jackson Houghton. On the far side for Johnson County Central,
that's number 4, Danny Kongminivong.
Okay, Kongminivong on the far side. That's too many syllables for a running back. We'll call him Danny. Gio Lopez ready to come forward. Here's his kick. High hanging end over ender. Jackson Houghton fields the ball at the 8. He's out across the 10 to the 15 to the 20. Out across the 20-yard line and taken down near the 23-yard line, and that's where Johnson County Central will start first and 10 from the 23. I'll give them a little better spot on that, closer to maybe the 24s where they'll mark it. So Johnson County Central trailing now, 8-0 with 7:44 to play here in the first period, comes over the football. Wes Swanson is your quarterback, the high formation set behind him. True is the fullback, fake to true, hand it off. And that's Ofubu. And Ofubu lost his footing and went down right at the line of scrimmage. I think he went down unassisted there. I'm not sure anybody even got a chance to get him.
Yeah, Suckle was in the gap but didn't make any contact. Ofubu just lost his footing.
So they'll mark the football right at the 25-yard line, maybe give him a half a yard on it. We'll call it second down, a long 9 yards to go. 7:19 to play first quarter. Clock is running. Wide receivers split wide to the left side of the field. Tight end set to the right is Houghton. Man comes in motion out to the right side. Swanson takes a snap under center this time, hands to his fullback, Cherry True, and True carries it forward for a couple of yards across the 25 out to about the 28-yard line is where they'll mark him down. It should bring up third down and 6 yards to go.
Thunderbirds really need a first down here to see if they can settle their defense down, gather their thoughts and get things moving in the right direction after a bit of a rough start.
I think that wide receiver was Wyatt Ludeman split out there a minute ago, wide to the left. Again, they'll set in the eye, Ofubu in the top of the eye. Terry True is the fullback. Swanson's back to pass. Pump fake once. Now dumps it out to the left side. True with the reception across the 30. First down yardage. Out to the 35, the 40. Across the 40, inside the 35, and taken out of bounds down near the 32-yard line. Nice job with a catch and run there by Terry True, the 170-pound senior. And Johnson County Central sets up shop first and 10 in Lord's territory.
Nice screen set up there by the Thunderbirds. True caught it, made one man miss, was able to get upfield for 20 yards, and the Thunderbird first down.
From the 31-yard line, it's a double tight end set in the offensive line. Swanson has the snap. Fakes a handoff, wants to throw, rolls right, looking downfield, got a receiver, the pass caught. And in for the touchdown is Keegan Jones. Jones takes it for the TD. The line of scrimmage was the 31-yard line. Johnson County Central strikes from 31 yards out to Keegan Jones, and that was a well-executed play.
That's Jones' 7th TD reception on the year already, Randy.
Well, he's having a good season so far. That score comes with 6 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the first quarter, a 31-yard pass play. They're going to line up and go for 2. Double tight ends, eye formation. Ofubu in the top of the eye, Johnson. Swanson. Oh, no, Ofubu on the pitch. The ball is loose, covered up by Lords. The conversion fails, and the score remains 8-6. Lords on top, 6:13 to play in the first quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services.
Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armkick for your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
That Thunderbird scoring drive took just four plays to cover 55 yards, capped off with a 31-yard pass completion from Wes Swanson to Keegan Jones. A conversion attempt failed, and the score is 8-6. Lords on top with 6:13 to play here in the first quarter. This scoring drive recap presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services in Auburn and Fall City. Here's the ensuing kickoff. It'll be fielded at the 10-yard line. The return man across the 15. He's out to the 20. That's Snitzer. Guy tries to go to his right, gave up some ground, and he'll be dropped just outside the 20-yard line. Brady Snitzer, the return man. Good coverage there by Johnson County Central. They're going to mark the football at the 31-yard line on the right hash mark. Lord's going from our right to left, from south to north, here in the Oak Bowl at Peru State. 6:06 to play first quarter. If you're just joining us, 8-6 your score. Lord's on top. Knights over the football. Empty backfield for Beckert. He's all alone with two wide receivers right. Beckert's going to keep the football. Tries to run forward. Broke a tackle. Now out to the left sideline. Out to the 30. Across the 35. Midfield to the 40. And tackle just inside the, right at midfield. They'll put it on the 40-yard line.
It's going to be a 19-yard gain there for Beckert. Thunderbirds really had done a nice job containing that early, but Beckert made a little move at the line of scrimmage, was able to get around the left end for a big gain.
Now, Beckert's an athlete. We all knew that coming in here. No huddle offense. They'll work quickly. Beckert from the shotgun has Snitzer behind him. Turns, gives the ball off to his running back straight forward. He'll crash forward for about 5 yards. That's Anthons, the ball carrier. Anthons has it inside the 35-yard line down to about the 33 or 4 is where they'll mark it.
Jones and Houghton coming up on the tackle there.
Give him a gain of 7 on the carry. We'll call it second down and a long 3 yards to go here for the Knights. Two receivers split wide to both sides of the field now. All alone in the backfield is Beckert. He wants to throw left, has a pass knocked down, nearly intercepted. There was a chance for a pickoff there by Keegan Jones, just couldn't find the handle on it.
Yeah, and boy, if he would have, it was going to be a foot race between him and Beckert to see if Beckert could get him before Keegan crossed the goal line.
Incompleted pass stops the clock with 5:19 to play here in the first quarter. 8-6 your score, Lourdes on top, Knights with the football.
Third down here.
They come over the football. On third down and a long 3, Nolan Beckert is the QB. Beckert calling the count. He has the snap. He rolls to his right. Now throws back left. Snitzer makes a catch, and he fights forward for first down yardage. He's got the ball inside the 30-yard line, and he'll have the first down with about a half a yard to spare. Brady Snitzer that time.
5-8.
Both Brady Snitzer and Kellen Snitzer seeing a lot of action out here offensively. They're both starters.
And Honeysuckle got a big block there at the point of attack that sprung Snitzer.
First down and 10 inside the 30-yard line of JCC. Nolan Beckert calling his count. Takes a snap, fakes the handoff, keeps it himself. He's got pressure, and he'll be taken down and dropped for a loss on the play. I think the first guy to get over there to get at him was that Case, I believe?
Wyatt, I think it was actually number 44, Wyatt Case, and number 24, Ludeman.
Okay, Ludeman.
The two Wyatts.
So the ball is marked out at the 32-yard line, a loss of a couple. Second down and 12 yards to go. Wyatt and Wyatt there. Sound like a law firm getting after him. On second and 12, Beckert has the snap. Beckert hands the ball off to the motion man coming right to left. That's Kellen Snitzer. Now flag comes in as Snitzer is dropped after a gain of about 5 on the play. He's got the ball down near the 27-yard line, and we'll have to wait for the white hat to tell us what this flag is all about.
The way that came in, I think we're going to get a holding call.
Holding is going to be the call on the Lord's Knights. Stops the clock with 4 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 8-6 our score. Our presenting sponsor for tonight's broadcast is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas. Once again, we want to extend a welcome to our viewers enjoying the broadcast tonight on Johnson County Central's Strive TV. Marcus Scheer and a fine crew of young people here showed up with all their camera equipment about 4 o'clock this afternoon to get set up for this thing. Here we go, second down, 22 yards to go now. Nolan Beckert in the gun, has a snap, pump fake once, now wants to run, now drops back, dumps it over the middle. Pass is going to be complete and caught out near the, across midfield, near the 33 or 34-yard line. Anthony's, is that came up with that?
I believe so, and it was Jersey Graham came up and making the tackle there.
So now the football is marked at the 33-yard line, third down and 13 yards to go. Beckard with trips to the left this time. Looks left, throws it out to Snitzer. That's Kellen Snitzer, and he's tackled immediately. Good defense by Terry True. True was right there to get him. Did a great job on the defensive end, just wrapped up. That was a textbook tackle.
Absolutely. And we'll see what the Knights are going to do with a long fourth down here.
Well, fourth down and 12 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 32-yard line on fourth and 12. They're putting wide outs to both sides, wide receivers. They look like they're going to line up to go for it. Of course, he could punt the ball, too. We'll see what happens. Is that Beckard back there? I believe it is. He has a snap. Oh, bobbles a snap and has to fall on it. Huge break there for Johnson County Central. Nolan Beckard bobbled the snap from center, had to fall on the football, and as a result, Johnson County Central will take over on downs, and they'll begin this drive first and 10 at their own 38-yard line with 3:07 to play in the first quarter here at Peru State. We are at the Oak Bowl on the campus of Peru State College. Randy Gatula is my name. Scott Strock sitting alongside this evening. On first and 10, here come the Thunderbirds. Wes Swanson with the backs in the I formation. Ofubu takes the handoff, breaks out to the left. He's across midfield, the 40, down to the 35, inside the 35, taken out of bounds at about the 32-yard line, very close to first down yardage. He got about 9.5 yards, I think, there. He's going to be just inches short of the first down.
Nolan Beckard on the tackle there. Thunderbirds, you're right, going to have a second and less than a yard here upcoming.
Second down and about a foot to go here with the football just outside the 32-yard line. Very short yardage on second down. Double tight ends. High formation. Back, oh, hands the ball off. Ofubu, oh, that did not go well. They're going to lose about 3 yards on the play. Boy, when you're that close and you turn and hand the ball back to your eye back 3 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, sometimes you're asking for trouble there. I think they were trying to get a kind of a trap block there, and it just didn't materialize.
Lost,
ended up losing two.
Yeah, loss of two on the play. So now what was second and inches is now third down and 2 yards to go. Line of scrimmage, the 34-yard line, third and two. Ends are set in tight. Backs in the eye behind Wes Swanson. Swanson turns, gives to Ofubu, runs to the left. He won't get there. Ofubu's going to be hit and dropped for a loss of another half a yard, and it's going to bring up fourth down now and a long two to go. And that's unfortunate because Johnson County Central took this ball over with great field position at their own 38-yard line, and now they're facing fourth down and two.
Yeah, Coach Hodden might be wishing he just went with the old quarterback sneak there on that second and a foot play.
There we go. A minute and 32 to go in the first quarter. They're going to line up and go after it. Fourth down and two. Line of scrimmage at the 34. Back to pass to Swanson. He's got time over the middle. Pass is going to be complete. First down yardage. Keegan Jones. Jones down inside the 20 and then driven back. He'll make it down to the 18-yard line. That was a nice call. Keegan Jones made the reception over the middle and picks up the first down yardage. It'll be first and 10, Johnson County Central at the 18-yard line with a minute 15 to play here in the first quarter. JCC trailing 8-6, but they're moving the football.
16-yard gain there and a big first down for the Thunderbirds.
Some type of a conversation taking place between the white hat and one of the defensive captains here for Lourdes. Kind of an animated conversation, too. That Lourdes Wallflair was not happy. First down and 10, Johnson County Central, Thunderbirds at the 18-yard line inside the left hash mark. They turn, fake the handoff. Swanson rolls right, looking downfield. There's a receiver pass complete near the goal line. Touchdown, Keegan Jones. From the 18-yard line, an 18-yard touchdown pass to Keegan Jones from 18 yards out, and Johnson County Central on the board once again. Keegan Jones' second touchdown reception of the night. You said he had a basket full coming in here, Scott.
Yeah, that's 8 on the year now.
This score coming with 48 seconds to play in the first quarter. Johnson County Central takes the lead for the first time tonight. They're up now 12-8. We'll see how they line up here and see what they do. Go after two, I believe. Swanson will line them up for the two-point conversion, apparently. They're going to ask to have the ball spotted near the left hash mark. That's where they'll take it. Single setback in the backfield is Ofubu, I believe.
That's True.
Oh, that's True back there. They give it to True. True hands it back. Swanson rolls right, throws into the end zone. Keegan Jones for the two-point conversion complete. 48 seconds to play in the first quarter, and the score goes 14-8. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits, all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions, local solutions, local focus. Member FDIC.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armneck, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
Scoring drive took just five plays to go 41 yards, a 19-yard touchdown pass to Keegan Jones. Jones also caught the two-point conversion. JCC goes up 14-8. Here's the ensuing kickoff. It's going to be fielded at the 10-yard line, across the 15, out to the 20. Uh-oh, into the open momentarily and out to the 25, and then near the 30-yard line. Finally tackled the return man, and, boy, he was close to breaking that one.
Yeah, if Swanson hadn't brought him down there, I'm not sure anyone was going to.
43 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Your Johnson County Central Thunderbirds leading 14-8 here in the Oak Bowl at Peru State. Over the football from the night, Nolan Beckert is the quarterback. Beckert sets in the shotgun formation with two wide receivers to the left side of the field. Calling his count is Beckert. Waiting for the snap, puts a man in motion, that's Snitzer. Fake the handoff to Snitzer, Becker keeps it, runs up the middle. He'll get 3, maybe 4 yards, not much more than that. I think they're going to give him about 3 and mark the football out to the 34-yard line. It should bring up 2nd down and 7.
Case, Jones, and Wellensack on that tackle.
Wyatt Case, just a sophomore in there playing at the defensive end. Wyatt's a neighbor of mine down in my neighborhood. 2nd down and 7 yards to go for the Knights. Beckert has a low snap, picks it up, throws a pass out complete. Making the reception is Miles Poppleton, but he's hit immediately before he can get first down yardage. Good pursuit there on the part of the Thunderbirds.
3rd and 2 for the Knights. Yeah, we'll give him 5 on that completion. Good job by Jersey Graham and Jones. And we've had a heck of a first quarter, Randy.
There's the end of the first period. 14-8, Johnson County Central on top. We'll step aside for a 1 minute timeout and be back with more high school football. You're listening to T-Bird Football on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well-equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, an equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Back to live action. Here's a handoff running off the left side. I think carrying the football is Levi Anthens, I believe, and Anthens is going to have first down yardage. He's got the ball across midfield into Johnson County Central Territory. They went quickly. That was the fastest quarter break that I've seen in a long time there.
Yeah, I don't think we even got a full minute.
I don't think we did. These teams went out there and lined up quickly, and the ref said, okay, if you're ready to go, let's play football.
We'll give Anthens 9 and a first down on that carry.
First down and 10 for the Knights now at the 32-yard line of Johnson County. County Central. Nolan Beckert has a single setback in the backfield behind him as the running back. Beckert from the gun takes a snap, turns, hands off to his tailback. He'll fight forward for about 5 yards. That's Anthens on the carry again, and he's got the football down to the 27-yard line. A gain of 5. It'll bring up 2nd down and 5 yards to go for the Knights.
Wellensack on the tackle for the Thunderbirds. Looks like the Knights maybe want to try and get a little ground game going here, Randy.
Yeah, the Lord's Knights, they work quickly. They don't huddle up. They look to the sideline and get the play from the sideline. This time, two wide receivers to the left, tight end set to the left, quarterback with Anthem set behind him, takes a snap. He rolls left, wants to throw the football.
I think we're
whistle sound.
Start.
Yeah, I believe so. Whistle sound, flags fly before the play can unfold. We're just underway in the second quarter here at Peru State College. 11:09 to play in the first half. If you're just checking in with us, it's 14-8. Johnson County Central with the lead over at Lord Central. Tonight over on KTNC, the Fall City Tigers are on the road up in northwest Omaha, 156th and 4th Street, to be exact. They're playing Omaha Concordia. Lucas Freshall has the call for you on that one over on KTNC tonight.
Randy, we really had ourselves an entertaining first quarter there.
Sure did. Here we go, second down and 11 yards to go. With the snap, back to pass, Becker pumps once, now throws to the left sideline. He's got a receiver. The pass is complete inside the 10-yard line and taken out of bounds at the 5. It's going to be first and goal for the Lord Central Knights. Making the reception was Brady Snitzer on the far sideline. With the football at the 5, they're going to go quickly with no huddle. Snitzer made that reception. First and goal for the Knights. Nolan Beckard. With Anthens set off his right hip, gives off to Anthens. Anthens into the middle, fights inside the 5, near the 3, and then push back. They're going to mark it between the 2 and the 3-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and goal. I think at about the 2 is where they're going to put it. We have to remember that here on this field, the 10-yard line is really the goal line. I have a Dickens of a time with that once in a while, Scott, on these 100-yard fields.
Yeah, it's a bit deceiving.
You see those big white numbers out there. At the 2-yard line, second down and goal. Beckard, with Anthony set to his left, calls his count. Beckard has the snap, keeps it himself. He'll run into the end zone, standing up for the touchdown. And it will be a 2-yard touchdown run by Nolan Beckard. He carries in from 2 yards out, and the score comes with 10 minutes and 10 seconds to play here in the second quarter. The 2-yard carry by Nolan Beckard. They're going to line up quickly to go for 2 here. No huddle on extra points either. Beckard has a snap. He's rolling right. Now he's got pressure on him, has to back up, dumps the ball over the middle, and the pass is going to be caught for the 2-point conversion. Making the reception was Brady Snitzer. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care are proudly owned by Johnson County Hospital. Our family practice, including Drs. Ben Veal, Zach Templemeyer, Grant Salzgaber, and physician's assistants Elizabeth Gauber, Sarah Sharples, and Katie Grease, offer services from wellness visits to acute care, working together for better health care and supporting happy, healthy lifestyles. I am Lisa Bohr, Clinic Manager of Tecumseh Family Health and Adams Primary Care, inviting you to call 402-335-2811 to visit about your health care needs.
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back here to the Oak Bowl on Peru. 10-10 to play here in the second quarter. Our score 16-14 now. Lourdes on top. That scoring drive took 7 plays to go 54 yards. It was a 2-yard run by Nolan Beckard, the quarterback, on a quarterback keeper for the touchdown. The pass from Beckard to Brady Snitzer for the 2-point conversion. 16-14 our score with 10-10 to go. And this scoring drive recap has been brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Stop by or call and see Jake or Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Yeah, the big play on that drive, Randy, a pass from Beckard to Brady Snitzer. A little bit of a pump fake there up the left seam, and the JCC defensive back, Swanson, bit on that first fake. And Snitzer was able to get behind him, pick up 27 yards.
All right, ready to kick it away is Gio Lopez now, kicking from our left to right. Here's the kick. A short one going to be fielded by True, and True's got the ball across the 30 out to the 31-yard line, an extremely short kickoff. Terry True fielded that football about the 30-yard line or just inside the 30. Didn't get much of a return, but he didn't need one to get good field position.
Yeah, not sure exactly what the Knights are trying to do there. They popped that up. True took it at the 25, got 6 yards out to the 31.
Almost looked like an attempted onside that went awry. I'm not sure. First and 10, Johnson County Central, double tight end I formation. Ofubu has a handoff from the I-back. He works his way forward, hit near the line of scrimmage. He's going to get a yard. That's about all. But do you notice here, Scott, that when they run that handoff to Ofubu, the I-back, it's a little bit slow developing. He's not really hitting that offensive line with a lot of thrust there.
He's doing a little bit too much dancing there in the backfield, and that's letting the nice rally to the point of attack.
Yeah, it looks like he's approaching the line of scrimmage with a little apprehension, actually, is what it looks like. Just really not charging in there like you would maybe expect. Gain of one on the play. Brings up second down and 9 yards to go now for Johnson County Central at the 38-yard line. Quarterback Wes Swanson calling his cadence. He has the snap. He rolls right. He's got some time to throw the ball now. Swanson throwing down the right sideline. There's his receiver. Pass is going to be complete and making the reception for Johnson County Central.
That's Wyatt Ludeman.
Wyatt Ludeman comes up with that one. Ludeman, 185-pound senior, and Wyatt puts the football all the way down to the 22-yard line. Thank you. At the 22, it'll be first and 10 after that completion to Wyatt Ludeman. He was set wide to the left side of the field, came all the way across on a slant pattern from left to right and caught the ball near the sideline on the right side of the field.
Swanson had rolled out to the right, was run out of room. He was right at the sideline when he threw that ball.
Ends are set in tight, backs in the I formation. Ofubu top of the I, fake the handoff. Swanson comes left, got a receiver. Terry True with the ball. He's down near the 10-yard line and taken out of bounds. Out of the 11 is where they're going to say he stepped out. Nice job there making the reception and putting the football to the 11-yard line. It'll be first and 10, Johnson County Central. We may have a track meet going here, Scott.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, the only thing that stopped the offenses so far tonight is their own penalties.
What a gorgeous night for football. Look around here a minute. You're in a multi-million-dollar facility here at Prue State College. How could it get any better than this for a bunch of high school football players? Wide receiver goes wide to the right side of the field. Single setback in the backfield is Ofubu. Terry True sets in a slot to the left. Jackson Houghton is a wide receiver split wide left. Swanson hands under center. Back to pass. No, hands the ball off to his running back, Ofubu. Ofubu running tough down near the 6-yard line. Looks to have a gain of about 5 on the carry. Should bring up second down, 5 yards to go from the 6. Scott, they could get a first down, but they'd have to get the ball inside the 1-yard line to do it.
Yep. Poppleton and Honeysuckle on that tackle.
9:03 to play here. Clock stopped because they went out of bounds in the first half.
And it does seem JCC's had their most success running the ball on the edges rather than up the middle.
Second down and 5 from the 6-yard line. The ends are set in tight. The back's in the I formation. Ofubu hitting the backfield, dropped for a loss. And there again, Ofubu just seems to be, I'm not criticizing the young man because the defender's there in front of him, but he's just a little bit hesitant to pop it right into the line of scrimmage.
It seems they've had more success when, rather than handing off the ball, they've just pitched it and sent him around the edge.
Maybe the kindest way to describe that is maybe he's showing a little bit more patience than he should.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yep.
Waiting for something to develop that doesn't. There'll be a loss of 2 on that carry. So now it's going to be second down and 8 yards to go.
I haven't seen the Thunderbirds attempt a field goal this year, so I'm guessing we're in 4-down territory, Randy.
Well, let's see what happens. Second down. The ball is spotted at the 8, 2nd and 7. Wes Swanson with a single set back behind him, Ofubu. True goes in motion. Now we've got timeout taken on the field. 8:15 to play here in the second quarter. 16-14, the Thunderbirds trail. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Thunderbird Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Scott Schrock back with you here at the Oak Bowl at Peru State College. 8 minutes, 15 seconds to play in the first half. 16-14. Lords on top. Thunderbirds with the football. 3rd down and 7 at the 8-yard line. This time sitting to the right will be Ofubu. To the right of the quarterback, Wes Swanson. In motion comes Terry True from left to right. Back to pass is Swanson. He throws it for True. The pass off his fingertips. Falls incomplete near the 5-yard line. We're looking at 4th down and 7 now. From the 8-yard line, and it would be a shame for Johnson County Central to come away empty-handed on this drive after moving the ball down the field like they have.
Yeah, let's see what Coach Houghton dials up here. Like I said, I think you're going to see him go for it. And if they pass, I'd say Swanson's probably going to be looking for Jones here.
Fourth down and seven from the 8-yard line. Tight end formation, high formation in the backfield. Swanson, under center, takes the snap, back to pass, rolling left. He's got time, throws the ball out for the touchdown. Pass is complete, making the reception for Johnson County Central is
Terry
True. And that will go as an 8-yard touchdown pass to Terry True. Well executed there on the part of the Thunderbirds. The score coming with 8 minutes and 6 seconds to play here. 8:06 to play in the second quarter. An 8-yard touchdown pass. Boy, that's Swanson's third touchdown pass of the night here.
One early knock maybe on the Thunderbird offense this year. They haven't been super efficient in these two-point conversions this year, Randy.
Oh, they're already trailing as a result of that earlier here. Let's see what they can do. Try for the two-point conversion. Handoff goes to the middle. Ofubu.
I think he's going to get pushed in.
Yeah, Ofubu got a little help from his friends. He takes it in with 8:06 to play in the first half. 20-16, Johnson County Central on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City, your local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory, 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by, see Jake and Tasha Armneck, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Hall City.
The scoring drive, 7 plays, 49 yards, an 8-yard pass, Wes Swanson to Terry True. Here's the ensuing kickoff. Ball's going to be fielded at the 6, out to the 5, the 10. Out across the 20, to the left field, the 25, the 30, still on his feet, 35, and finally taken out of bounds across the 35-yard line near the 37-yard line. And that's where they'll mark it. Lords will take over first and 10. They'll work from their own 38, I think, is where they'll mark the football.
Big hit there at the end by sophomore Braden Nichols for the Thunderbirds. Unfortunately, it came after about a 30-yard return.
Cedric Ofubu carried in for that two-point conversion a moment ago, 22-16 now. JCC on top. Taking the handoff, keeping the football, Beckert. Beckert runs across midfield into Johnson County Central territory, down near the 37-yard line. He'll have a gain of about 5 on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go.
True and Case on the tackle.
So now we mark the football into JCC territory, 37-yard line, second down. And 5, back to pass, Beckert throws to the right. Snitzer makes a reception. Brady Snitzer downfield with 30, the 25, the 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown. Brady Snitzer takes it for the touchdown from 37 yards out, and boy, it sure didn't take long for an answer there. Brady Snitzer on the run.
Yeah, really good block there on the perimeter. I think Wyatt Ludeman had read that play for the Thunderbirds, came charging up, but was blocked off to the side, and it led Snitzer head right up the sideline for a long touchdown.
Score coming with 7:17 to play here in the second quarter. We've got a track meet underway here at Peru State. Now line up for the two-point conversion. Under center, Beckert. Single setback is Anthons behind him. Beckert on a quarterback sneak. We'll run it in standing up. Beckert carries in. That moves our score 24-22. Lords on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well,
we've got another scoring drive to recap. This one brought to you by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tarsha Omdek for your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Ball City.
Took just two plays to go 42 yards, capped off with a 37-yard touchdown run by Brady Snitzer. Nolan Becker carried in for the two-point conversion, moves our score 24-22 with 7:17 to play here in the first half. Lourdes back up by two. Our good friends there in Farm Bureau Financial Services, Jake and Tasha ArmConnect. ArmConnects are the good friends that bring you all of those scoring recaps, and we certainly appreciate their support. Here's the ensuing kickoff, a long driving end-over-ender. This one's going to go into the end zone, rolled clear out of the end zone, and they'll bring it out to the 15-yard line. Johnson County Central will begin their next drive from the 15. Plenty of time to work with here, 7:17 to go in the first half in what has been a seesaw contest, back and forth. The team just kind of trading blows here right now.
If you're a fan of offense, Randy, you came to the right place.
Well, we see a lot of offense in these 8-man games. I did a 6-man game a couple weeks ago, had 134 points. Here we go. Set in the shotgun formation, Wes Swanson. Swanson keeps the football, runs out to his right. He's got some room, spins across the 20, and out near the 22. I have to correct myself. That was an 8-man game I had down at HTRS. HTRS and Brownell
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop.
Our final score ended up being 70-64, 134 points. Took us 3 hours and 29 minutes to play the ballgame. My longest broadcast ever, even including college games and overtime. I'd never gone 3.5 hours on the air. Here we go. Second down, 2 yards to go. Line of scrimmage at the 23-yard line for Johnson County Central. Wes Swanson under center with an I formation. Ofubu takes a handoff to the right. He's got the first down. He's across the 25, out to the 26-yard line, and it'll be a first and 10 for Johnson County Central.
Well, we've had a little bit of two different types of drives. Both teams have had a couple methodical drives where they march down the field, and then both teams have had a couple really explosive drives with big plays.
Line of scrimmage is at the 26-yard line, first and 10, Johnson County Central. Quarterback Wes Swanson, he's a 160-pound sophomore down there leading the offense. Swanson has the snap. Turns off to Terry True, the fullback, and True's going to fight forward for 5 yards. He's got it across the 30, out to the 31-yard line, a gain of 5. It'll bring up second down and 5 yards to go for the Thunderbirds. A big welcome to all of our listeners in the Johnson County area. Great to have you with us, as well as our friends up in the Nebraska City area. Tune in tonight to Sunny 101.3. This game is kind of special for me. I'll talk more about that here in a moment. Second down and 5 for Johnson County from the 31-yard line. Swanson takes the snap, keeps it himself on the option, now pitches back. Ofubu's got room, midfield to 40. He'll be taken out of bounds inside the 40-yard line down to the 37, and it'll be a first and 10. I called Nebraska City Lourdes games on the old KNCY 97.7 FM back in the 70s and 80s. I did night's games every week for a long time in Nebraska City. And, of course, I grew up going to high school in Johnson County at Elk Creek. Went to college here at Peru State and did a lot of Peru football. So I've just got all kinds of
you
connections.
You got roots all over
the
game.
Yeah, a lot of friends on both sides of the line here tonight. First and 10, Johnson County Central, handoff. Nothing doing that time for Cedric Ofubu. He's going to be wrapped up for a loss on the play back out near the 39-yard line.
Honeysuckle did a really nice job getting into the backfield, bringing a Ofubu down on that one.
I had the honor and privilege of calling Peru State football for 20 years, back in the 70s, 80s, and early 90s, even the national championship year. This was my permanent residence here at the Oak Bowl for 20 years, and always fun to come back into this facility. Second down and 11 yards to go now. At the 39-yard line, Johnson County Central with the football. Swanson has the snap. He turns to Ofubu. He's got running room to the right, across the 40, the 35, inside the 30, down near the 29-yard line. Nice job of running the football. He's going to have it inside the 30, mark it to the 29. It's going to bring up third down and about 2 yards to go now for the Thunderbirds.
Yeah, we'll give him 10 on that. It's going to bring up third and real manageable now for the Thunderbirds. Third went from second 12 to third and 2.
Football marked at the 29-yard line. Third down, 2 yards to go, Johnson County Central. The ends are tight. The back's in the I formation. True is the fullback. Handoff, no, fake the handoff, keeping it Swanson on the pitch. Ofubu should have first down yardage. He's got the football down to the 25-yard line. It'll be enough for a first and 10. I don't know about you, Scott, but that pitch just makes me nervous as a dickens.
It does, but it's beautiful when it's run right like that. Swanson waiting until just the last minute, drawing the defender right into his chest and then making that pitch.
Boy, it's scary. Wes Swanson kept that football to the absolute last minute. Here we go, first and 10. The football at the 25-yard line, just inside the left hash mark. Wes Swanson has True set to his left, off the left hip. Hand the ball off, running to the right side. We've got a different running back in there now carrying the football for Johnson County Central.
Sophomore Danny Kongminibong.
Yeah, Kongminibong carries the football. Danny's going to have the ball good for a yard or so. That's about all. Put it down. Well, we're going to call that the 33-yard line, I guess. Second down and a long 8, almost 9 yards to go here.
Danny's not quite as powerful a runner as a couple of the other JCC running backs, but he's a kid. If he finds daylight, you're not going to catch him.
Yeah, he's left the lineup. It looks like we've got True back in there now. Wide receiver is wide to the left. We've got a different number split wide to the left than I have.
Jersey Graham, and that's Nolan Wellenset.
Okay. Here's the handoff. It's a reverse. The ball is bobbled. They'll have to chase after it and try and get away out to the right side. Ending up running with the football is Jersey Graham, and that one was doomed from the start. It was a reverse. They came, started to the right, came back left, and pitched the ball back to Graham coming around from left to right, and results in a huge loss. So
yeah, that's going to be an 11-yard loss. Jersey Graham's the backup quarterback. I think he was looking to throw that ball, Randy.
Boy, the trickery backfired there. It didn't work out at all. Now they're looking at third down and 20. And again, a drive that was doing well. And unfortunate, that one just did not come to fruition, not even close. 2:41 to play here. Clock running in the first half. Our score 24-22. Lord Central with that two-point advantage that they got way back when JCC missed their first two-point conversion.
I think Coach Hahn's letting the clock run here and going to call a timeout, hoping that if Lord gets it back.
Okay, we'll step aside for a 30-second timeout. Be back in half a minute on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays. And low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
Sunny 101.3.
We welcome you back once again to the Oak Bowl here on the campus of Peru State College. I'm Randy Gatula along with Scott Strzok. 2:27 to play in the first half. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds in a hard-fought battle here with the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Lord Central up right now by 2:24-22. When we come back to live action, it'll be the T-Birds football. After that misfire on the try for the reverse a minute ago, they're now facing third down and 20 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 35-yard line of Lourdes, just inside the right side hash mark. JCC comes over the football. Wes Swanson. He'll have True set at fullback. Ofubu is the I-back, the tailback. Wide receiver split wide to the left side of the field. That's Ludeman. Ofubu goes in motion out to the right. Swanson back to pass. Swanson down the left sideline looking for Ludeman. The pass overthrown and falls incomplete down near the 10-yard line. Well, they knew where they needed to go for the first down yardage. They made sure that they got the receiver down there, Wyatt Ludeman, far enough to get the ball to him for first down yardage, but the ball just slightly overthrown. And now it's going to be bring up third down, or rather fourth down and 20. Incompleted pass stops the clock with 2:21 to go here in the first half. The scary part is as quickly as Lourdes can come down the field, you don't want to give them the ball with 2 minutes to go here.
Yeah, and I think it looked like maybe Swanson was looking for Ludeman to run a fly, and he run a bit of a post, and the pass was just too far outside.
No sign of a punt here. They're going to line up on fourth down and 20 and go after this thing. Swanson is back to pass. Now the ref comes in and stops the play.
I think we got a late timeout called by Coach Hawk.
Timeout taken on the field with 2:20 to go here in the first half. 24-22. Thunderbirds down by two. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Scott Strzok back with you at Peru State Soap Bowl. 2 minutes, 20 seconds to play in the first half of this eight-man football game. Our score 24-22, Lord Central up by two. Johnson County Central facing fourth down and 20 at the 35-yard line of the Knights. No sign of a punt here. Boy, you're going to give up. If they don't get this, you're sure going to give up some field position, aren't you?
Yeah, a little surprised by this decision.
Swanson under center, calling this count. In motion goes True out to the right. Swanson is back to pass. Now we've got another whistle, and a flag is thrown, and they stop play once again. What happened this time?
I think we're going to get an illegal procedure.
Boy, at what point do you decide maybe you need to punt the football here? You give the ball up near midfield at 2 minutes to go. With this Lords, the way Lords has showed they can strike offensively, that makes me a little uncomfortable.
Well, for me, Randy, that point would be now.
Let's see what the call's going to be. Again, the clock shows 2 minutes and 17 seconds to play. And
looks
now
like some
looks
different
like,
personnel coming in.
Yeah, we're going to have a punter here. Keegan Jones is the punter for Johnson County. He's going to stand at his own 29-yard line. I believe Snitzer is going to be the deep man waiting back to return it. There's a snap. Jones gets the punt away. Snitzer runs under the football. Bobbles, the ball is loose. Johnson County Central's got the football at the 12-yard line. What a break there for the Thunderbirds. Getting on the football is Wes Swanson. They bobbled the punt, and Swanson was there to fall on it. Huge break for Johnson County Central. Boy, the punt was the best play of the night so far here.
Boy, it was the right decision, wasn't it?
Oh, my goodness. Swanson fell on the football at the 12-yard line. And now with 2:09 to play in the first half, Johnson County Central begins this drive. First and 10 at the 12-yard line of the Lords Knights. Swanson with a single setback in the backfield. That's Ofubu calling his count. Rolls right, Swanson. Oh, another flag and a whistle. And, boy, we're starting to get a lot of laundry on the field here. Let's hope this one isn't against the T-Birds again, but I'm afraid it is.
All of the legal procedure against the Thunderbirds.
Johnson County, a little bit out of sync on this series. They were had a pretty smooth running machine offensively earlier. On this series, they've had their struggles. 5-yard penalty is going to move the football out to the 17-yard line, and that's the last thing you need when you got some momentum going here, Scott.
Absolutely. That's happened a couple times to the Thunderbirds tonight. They put drives together and then hurt themselves with penalties.
At the 17-yard line, first down and 15 yards to go. JCC, the ends are tight. Ludeman sets to the left side. The back's in the I formation behind Swanson. Hand off Ofubu. Ofubu's got some running room. He crashes inside the 10 down near the 6-yard line. Nice job by Cedric Ofubu running off the left guard and tackle. Baez, Lother, they're blocking for him up front, breaking that hole open. We'll give him a gain of about 10, and now it's going to bring up second down and a long 5, almost 6 yards to go. The football is at the 7-yard line. They can get a first down inside the 2. A single back set to the right side is True. They give it to True. He runs into the middle. True's inside the 5 and then thrown back. He got just across the 5-yard line. It's going to bring up third down and about 3 yards to go from the 5 is where they'll mark it. I thought he had a little better yardage than that, but maybe not. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field with a minute 26 to go in the first half, 24-22. JCC trailing. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Families doing business today at the Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport and Mound City have been doing so for generations. As a new customer, you, too, will feel like one of the family when the friendly staff helps you with your first checking or savings account, business or personal loans, or other financial needs. Visit Citizens Bank and Trust of Rockport or Mound City, Missouri, and let them help you with all your financial needs. Member FDIC, an equal opportunity lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Welcome you back once again to the Oak Bowl here at Peru State College. Our presenting sponsor for this game is Bruni Implement Company, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska. For parts, sales, and service, they have five locations in northeast Kansas. 1:26 to go here in the first half. Johnson County Central over the football. Third down and three from the five-yard line of Lourdes. A big third down play for the Thunderbirds. Wes Swanson has a snap, fakes a handoff, rolling right. He wants to throw the football now. He'll run it, and he'll be taken out of bounds close to the first down marker. This is going to be very close. I think he got the first down, Scott.
I think he did, too. He needed three. He got four, I think.
Swanson knew what he needed. He extended that football, kind of a Patrick Mahomes-type deal.
There you go.
Right sideline. Wes Swanson ought to be smiling for the sophomore when I start comparing him to Mahomes.
Absolutely.
First and 10, Johnson County Central. Wes Swanson did a great job getting the first down yardage on the far sideline. Marked the football at the two-yard line. It's first and goal, JCC. A minute 19 to play here in the first half. Swanson has the backs in the I formation, takes a snap. Alt goes straight ahead to Terry True. He got a yard, maybe, not anymore. It'll bring up second down and goal, and now the football is going to be down near the one-yard line. Needed two. I believe we're going to have a timeout taken again with 1:09 to go in the first half. Johnson County Central is down here threatening. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Rope Elizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robot will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, every score is critical, but boy, this one here coming down to the wire, down 24-22 with 1:09 to go in the first half. Second down and goal from just outside the one-yard line for Johnson County Central. Wes Swanson calling his count on a quarterback sneak, tries to run off the right side, dives forward. I don't think he got there. Very close.
I'm going to mark him right at the goal line.
Some of the Johnson County linemen were signaling touchdown. The ball is going to be marked at the 6-inch line, and we've got another timeout taken, this time by Lourdes, with 1 minute to go, and so we'll step aside again for a 30-second timeout. You're listening to Johnson County Central Thunderbirds football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanic. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny, 101.3.
Well, Scott, I just looked down there through the glasses. The nose of that football can't be more than 3 or 4 inches from the front edge of the goal line. They only need to advance that football about 6 inches for a touchdown. They're going to set up with a double tight end set, one end flank to the left. Quarterback, Wes Swanson on the quarterback sneak. He'll dive forward. Touchdown. There it is. That's going to go as a one-yard touchdown carry for Wes Swanson, but that's the shortest yard he'll ever run in his life. 1 yard on the run by Wes Swanson on a quarterback sneak puts Johnson County Central back on top 28-24 now. With 1 minute, they didn't even start the clock. Look at that. There was 1 minute to go. They forgot to run the clock.
Or else they ran fractions of a second is all. I'm not sure you could run a play that fast tonight.
Don't think so.
Anyway, they need to come up with another two-point conversion here, Randy.
Yeah, they really do. 28-24, they lead it. Johnson County Central over the football for the two-point conversion. Swanson Ofubu sat behind him. Pitched the ball to Ofubu. He kind of hesitates, and he'll be stopped well short of the goal line. Won't get in there. Our score remains 28-24, Johnson County Central on top. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
28-24, Johnson County Central back on top on a one-yard touchdown run by quarterback Wes Swanson on the keeper. That capped a six-play, 17-yard drive. The conversion attempt failed. Again, 28-24, JCC with the lead. 1 minute to play here in the first half. Johnson County Central has the ball teed up at the 30-yard line, set to kick it away, and here's the kick. Snitzer picks the football up at the 8, bobbles it a minute, now comes out to his right. He's out to the 10. At the 15, hit there, and he'll be dropped near the 17-yard line. Snitzer, Kellen Snitzer on the return that time, and that was an adventure for Kellen down there trying to find the handle on that football lying on the ground between his feet.
It was. He almost picked it up with his knee down, which would have left him right where it was. Braden Nichols on the tackle.
53 seconds to play here in the first half. Don't count the Knights out. They've shown they can come down the field. Quarterback Nolan Beckert all alone with an empty backfield. Two wide receivers to the left. Bobbles the snap. Picks it up. Now he'll run with the football. Here's the pressure. He's going to be hit and tackled for a loss on the play. Beckert got wrapped up and dropped for a loss.
Yeah, that's Terry True with a sack there. First sack of the night for the Thunderbirds.
Loss of a yard brings up second down and 11 yards to go. The line of scrimmage now at the third, just outside the 36-yard line. Clock down to 31 seconds and running. Nolan Becker shifts a man wide to the left, trips to the right side, set in tight. Becker rolls right, now looks, wants to throw back left. Here comes the defense. They hit him at the line of scrimmage and then dropped after a gain on the play out near the 20-yard line. The clock continues to run. Did not get out of bounds. 12 seconds, 11 seconds. They're going to have to hurry to line up here. We're down to 8 seconds. Probably going to be the final play of the half if they can even get lined up in time. 3-2. I'm not sure they're going to get it snapped. No, they did not. Time expires, and there's the end of the first half with Johnson County Central going to the locker room with a 4-point lead, 28-24. Johnson County Central leading Nebraska City Lords in what's been a real knock, rock'em, sock'em, drag'em down here ball game in this first half. We're going to step aside and take a 2-minute timeout, and then we'll be back with our halftime scoring recap. That's coming up after this 2-minute break on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Falls City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Falls City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Falls City, Nebraska.
Harvest is almost upon us, which means there will be large, slow-moving equipment on the roads. Here are some tips from the Nemaha County Hospital to keep motorists and farmers safe. Slow down immediately when you see farm equipment ahead of you. It doesn't take long to catch up to them. Keep a safe distance to allow more visibility for you and the operator. Be patient and pass with caution. Passing is one of the leading causes of accidents. We wish everyone a safe and successful harvest. Nemaha County Hospital. quality care every time.
We are wrapping up another summer, which means one thing for you farmers, time to gear up for harvest. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is ready to provide you with the parts, the service, and the machinery you need to have a successful and smooth harvest. Get your equipment checked out now to prevent breakdowns and downtime when it's time to hit the fields. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Our halftime show is presented by Highland Community College. They're close to home, but far from debt. Contact them online at highlandcc.edu.
Well, Scott, we've had a seesaw contest here in the first half of tonight's football game. Our halftime score 28-24 with Johnson County Central up by four. Looking at the scoring and how it went in the ball game, Lords got on the board first with 7:48 to play in the first quarter, an 8-yard run by Kellen Snitzer. That capped a 5-play, 59-yard drive. Levi Anthons carried in for the 2-point conversion, and Lourdes went up 8-0. Then with 6:13 to play in the first period, it was a 31-yard touchdown pass play from Wes Swanson to Keegan Jones that capped a 4-play, 55-yard drive. The conversion failed, and Lourdes clung to a 2-point lead, 8-6. With just 48 seconds to play in the first quarter, Wes Swanson again hooked up with Keegan Jones for the second touchdown for that combination tonight, this one from 18 yards out. Topped off a 5-play, 41-yard drive. The pass to Keegan Jones was also good for the 2-point conversion, and that made the score 14-8. Johnson County Central back on top. With 10:10 to go in the second quarter, a 2-yard run by Nolan Beckard, the quarterback, took it in, a 7-play, 54-yard drive. He passed to Brady Snitzer for the 2-point conversion, made it 16-14, and Lourdes was back up by two. Then at the 8:06 mark of the second quarter, Wes Swanson threw a pass to Terry True from 8 yards out, a 7-play, 49-yard drive. Sergei Kofubu carried in for the 2-point conversion, made it 22-16. Johnson County Central back on top in the seesaw contest. With 7:17 to go in the first half, a 37-yard run from Brady Snitzer took the football in. It was just a 2-play, 42-yard drive. Beckard carried in for the 2-point conversion. 24-22, Lourdes back up by two. Johnson County Central had the final word, though, with just 1 minute to play in the first half. A 1-yard run on a quarterback sneak by Wes Swanson capped a 6-play, 17-yard drive. The conversion failed, and we go to the halftime, 28-24, with the Thunderbirds of Johnson County Central leading the Lourdes Central Knights. Right now, we're going to step aside for another 2-minute timeout. Then we'll have a weather update for you, followed by another 2 minutes of information from back at our studios. We'll be back live here at the Oak Bowl in about 5 minutes. Stay with us. High school football coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3.
Since 1991, Poppy Realty and Farm Management has been proud to be a local friend with knowledge in the real estate market. Brian Poppy is licensed in Kansas and Nebraska and a proud local community supporter while delivering exceptional and personalized service as the best resource in the area. That's why when you buy or sell, Poppy Realty can provide better support and reach just as many potential buyers as online or other firms. Learn more about Poppy Realty and their farm management services by visiting poppyrealty.com, because these decisions are more than just a transaction.
The answer is yes, SBS.
At SBS Insurance, we believe in service beyond the sale. We are fortunate to have multiple competitive companies to quote your personal, farm, business, and life insurance needs. By taking advantage of our annual renewal review, you can rest assured that you have the right coverage for the most competitive rate. Contact your local SBS office today to see how we can provide you service beyond the sale.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
Runza in Fall City is keeping it real. That's right, the difference is real at Runza. Real beef. They use only 100% real ground beef in all of their burgers and Runza sandwiches. Real bread. No matter what's inside your favorite Runza sandwich, the bread is made fresh daily by a real person and served piping hot from the oven. And real onions. Every day they start with the freshest whole hand-sliced onions and dip them twice for their real rings. Stop by Runza in Fall City. They're keeping it real.
Hello, this is Marcus with Heller Martial Arts, inviting you to our board breakathon. Come cheer on our students as they break boards to raise awareness for suicide and bullying prevention. The board breakathon is Saturday, September 16th at 1 p.m. at 1522 Stone Street in Falls City. And also sign up for our upcoming free trial week, September 25th to the 30th. All our classes are free to try. That's Heller Martial Arts, 402-380-3383.
Weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weather for the tri-state area. Lows around 55 tonight, under clear skies, east wind at around 5 miles an hour. Highs level off around 84 tomorrow, mainly sunny skies. Lows level off around 58 tomorrow night, mainly cloudy skies expected. Low 80s Sunday with a chance for scattered thunderstorms. Turning much cooler Monday with highs in the upper 60s. Chance for storms continues. I'm weatherology meteorologist Megan Mulford on Sunny 101.3.
At Frontier Bank, we believe that the future of our community depends on working together with our local community merchants. Our Southeast Nebraska merchants are some of the finest anywhere, and you can find everything you need right here from our local small businesses.
Visit us at frontier.bank. Frontier Bank, a tradition of community banking. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender in Falls City.
Visit Farm and City Supplies Get Growing All Season Long Sale because they know that better lawns start in the fall. Grass seeds, fertilizer, herbicides, and garden tools are on sale now through September 30th. Farm and City Supply has everything you need for a better lawn next spring. While you're there, stock up on allergen defense air filters. Buy two, get one free. Farm and City Supply in Falls City.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Althea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website althea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Althea.
Auburn Insurance Service and Grinnell Mutual understand the value of teamwork. That's why we are looking forward to the accomplishments of the hardworking student athletes in our community. Every achievement, big and small, is worth celebrating. Trust in teamwork, trust in tomorrow. Contact Holly Sisk, your local Grinnell Mutual agent, at 402-274-5340 today. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sunny 101.3.
Coming back once again here to Brew State College. It's halftime. The Johnson County Central Thunderbirds leading the Knights of Lord Central Catholic 28-24, our halftime score. Couple of other halftime scores we have for you at the half. Johnson Brock is leading Meade 40-0 at halftime. Johnson Brock is up. And also at halftime, Nebraska Lutheran playing down tonight in Jug Brown Stadium in Falls City is leading Sacred Heart 24-20, your halftime score. That's in the game being played tonight at Jug Brown Stadium. We don't have a scoring update yet on that Falls City Concordia game. Folks in the Falls City area, you can hear that tonight over on KTNC, AM 1230, 107.1 FM. I want to remind you, we've got lots of football coming up for you on our two stations here. Tomorrow, over on KTNC, we'll have a 9 o'clock pregame with a kickoff set for shortly after 11 o'clock. University of Nebraska Cornhuskers taking on the Colorado Buffaloes. Greg Sharp will have the call for you. Again, that's on our sister station tomorrow morning, KTNC, beginning at 9 a.m. Next Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, we'll have Johnson Brock on the air as they travel to HTRS. That game will be live from Humboldt. Lucas Freshel will have the call for you. Also, next Friday night, I'll be on the road over on our sister station, KTNC, traveling out to Diller with the Sacred Heart Irish as they take on the Diller Odell Griffins. Troy Nelson will join me for that broadcast. That, again, will be live from Diller. It's Diller Odell. They play their games at Diller, and we'll have that for you on KTNC. We're going to take one more 60-second timeout here, then we'll be back with second half action after this 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
F&M Bank's mobile banking app makes banking from your smartphone a snap. You can view account balances, transfer funds, pay bills, and even make deposits,
all from the convenience of your phone. Contact us today to find out how you can begin using mobile banking from F&M Bank Falls City. Local decisions. Local solutions. Local focus. Member FDIC.
Jen's Country Meats has deep family values. They are a USDA-inspected meat processing plant providing their customers with quality custom meats and award-winning sausages. Jen has won awards for his products at state, national, and even internationally. Call Jen's Country Meats at 402-839-4635 to schedule your next beef, pork, or deer processing. Or stop in for some of those award-winning sausages in a variety of flavors. Jen's Country Meats in Table Rock.
This is Sunny, 101.3.
Welcome back to the Oak Bowl here at Peru State College. Randy Gatula, Scott Strock with you. And, Scott, you've got a few first-half statistics to share with us here.
Yeah, boy, we've seen some really good quarterback play tonight, Randy. For the Thunderbirds, Wes Swanson, 8 for 11 passing, 135 yards, 3 touchdowns, 2 of them to Keegan Jones. And on the other side, Nolan Becker, 10 for 11, 108 yards and 1 touchdown. No interceptions on either side.
Yeah, pretty good quarterback play. There's a couple of good athletes out there. We knew Nolan Beckard is an athlete. I've seen him play. You knew what he could do. Wes Swanson, he's just a sophomore. He's out here playing his third varsity football game, and he's already led the Thunderbirds to a 2-0 start, as we mentioned during the pregame show. This is the first time in school history that Johnson County Central has opened a football season 2-0, and that goes back since Johnson County was formed 17 years ago. So, interesting matchup here. We knew this was going to be a good football game. And, you know, I mentioned earlier I had a chance to do Peru State football for 20 years. We traveled all over the Midwest visiting NAIA schools. I think we got to 12 or 13 different states. I always said when we got back in the Oak Bowl in October and November, when the leaves on the oak tree start to change, there was not a more picturesque, more beautiful setting for small college football anywhere in the Midwest that I could find. The only place that even rivals it even close is Culver Stockton over on the banks of the Mississippi River in eastern Missouri. But you come in here on a fall afternoon, and what a gorgeous place to play college football. Tomorrow night, the Bobcats will be at home. They have a 6 o'clock kickoff with the Mid-American Nazarene right back here in the Oak Bowl. I'm going to come over and take that one in. In fact, my American Legion group out of Elk Creek, we're going to be presenting the colors as the honor guards for the national anthem tomorrow night, and that's always an honor to march out onto the Bobcat logo out there and bring the colors out as part of our American Legion color guard. Looking forward to that experience. About a minute or so away from moving into third quarter action. Again, we want to remind you about those games coming up next weekend. It'll be Johnson-Brock at HTRS here on Sunny. Over on KTNC next Friday night, Sacred Heart at Dillard-Odell. Sacred Heart trailing at halftime, and boy, they're in danger of going 0-3 on the season, and that just doesn't happen to a Doug Gold's coach team down in Falls City. They've started the year 0-2, and they're down to Nebraska Lutheran right now 24-20. If you weren't with us or you were taking a restroom break, the other halftime score that we shared for you, Johnson-Brock leading Meade 40-0. That's the halftime score. Johnson-Brock is up. Still waiting to hopefully get an update on that score from Falls City at Omaha Concordia. That game being heard live tonight over on KTNC. Lucas Freshall has the call. Lucas bringing you that one. Well, Johnson County Central received the opening kickoff, so that means that Lourdes will get the first possession of the football to start this third quarter. JCC will be kicking it away. Handling the kickoff is Terry True. Terry will tee the football up at the 30-yard line. I'm safe in saying Snitzer's back there because they have both Snitzers listed as return men. We'll see which of the two. I think it's Kellen. Again, we're dealing with dark blue numbers on dark gray jerseys.
Yep, that's number 4, Callen, the sophomore.
The other option is they have white jerseys with white numbers.
Yeah, it's tough to see.
Yeah, Lourdes, they deliberately don't want you reading their jersey numbers here.
Well, they're going to be getting new uniforms next year for sure, Randy, rule change.
Yeah. Snitzer back to return, waiting for the kick. Here it is. He'll run under the football, picks it up at the 5. He comes out to the 10, to the right sideline, the 15, the 20, across the 25. Spins forward across the 25, reaches out with the football. out near the 28 or 9 yard line is where they're going to mark him down, and that's where Lourdes will start first and 10, working from their own 28 is where they're going to mark it. Interesting, they take the ball to the far. Okay, now they're going to put it here. They threw the football over the far
edge
mark.
I don't know if they're using a different ball to kick with than they are during play.
Apparently so. All right, first and 10 from the 28-yard line. Ward Central with the football. The quarterback, Nolan Beckard, has the snap. Beckard wants to throw. Has it complete out to the left side, across the 30, 35, 36, 37. Gain of about 8, maybe 9 yards. Snitzer makes a reception out there. Kellen Snitzer, the wide receiver, catching that one.
Keegan Jones on the tackle. We'll give him a pickup of 9 there.
Mark the football at the 37-yard line. Second down and 1 to go. Second and a yard. Beckard waiting for the snap. Has the ball. Beckard hands it right up the middle. Lots of running room for first down yardage. They crash into Johnson County Central Territory. And a different ball carrier in there, too. Carrying the football was Dane Lyons. That can't be. Graham, the ball carrier, perhaps. Put the football down to the 36-yard line. First down and 10 for Lourdes. From the 36, calling his count. Becker, back to pass. He's got time. Throws it complete to Snitzer. Snitzer turns it upfield. He'll be wrapped up. The ball is ripped out of there. A flag is thrown. Johnson County Central, I think, has the football, but we may have a horse collar here. It looked like the defender got his hand in the shoulder pad area.
Yeah, it's either a face mask or a horse collar.
The flag was thrown immediately. The ball came loose after the tackle. Wyatt Ludeman was over there as a defender to get on the football, but it was nothing flagrant. It was just one of those things you grab what you can as he goes by. It's going to be a face mask. And that'll be against Johnson County Central. The flag was thrown at the 32-yard line. So let's see where they mark off.
He didn't make the personal foul signal, so maybe we're just going to get a 5-yard variety here. Let's see.
Well, waiting to see. They're going to mark it from the 30. Now they throw the flag over to the 30.
I think we're going to get a penalty on the Lord's sideline, not happy that that wasn't 15.
Yeah, we got a sideline warning. That won't be a penalty. That'll just be a sideline warning. That's what the next flag was. Penalty yardage takes the football down to the 25-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for Lord Central at the 25 of the Thunderbirds. 10:57 to play here in the third quarter, 28-24, JCC on top. Coach John Bohr, not a happy camper here on the near sideline. Two wide receivers split to each side of the field for Nolan Beckard. Beckard calling his cadence in the shotgun formation. Beckard has the snap. He wants to throw. He sets. He throws. Now looking to his left. Still hasn't got rid of it. He's going to run with the football. Has first down yardage down near the 10. And he'll be wrapped up and thrown back at about the 11-yard line. He'll have a gain of 14 yards on the play.
That one's coming back, Randy.
Got a flag. Thrown all the way back upfield near the 30.
I think they're going to get number 58, Gio Lopez, with a hold there.
That's what it is, a holding penalty against the Knights. So that's a tough break for the Lourdes Knights, as they had a big gain on the carry there by Nolan Beckard. All of this is happening with 10 minutes and 30 seconds to play in the third quarter here at Peru State. 28-24, Johnson County Central up by 4, leading the Lourdes Central Knights. Big penalty here. Boy, that's going to cost them a punch. And move the football all the way back to the 35-yard line of Johnson County Central. First down and 20 at the 35 of JCC. Beckard waiting for the snap from center here. Now he's discussing with his receivers out to the right, perhaps changing a play here, calling an audible maybe. Still waiting for the snap. Well, we're waiting a long time to run this play. What are we doing? Still waiting. Now they snap the football. Beckard throws to the left sideline. Pass is complete. And over there quickly to make the hit is Jackson Houghton. Houghton was on Snitzer the moment he caught the ball. He'll still get a gain of about 6 on the play. So it's going to bring up second down and 14 yards to go. Jackson's grandmother was up here in the press box earlier this evening. Came up and visited us. Went to high school with Karen. All right, second down, 13 yards to go. Here's a snap. Get the ball off. Running back coming around from left to right with running room down near the 20-yard line. I believe that's Snitzer carrying the football. Kellen Snitzer puts it down to the 20, so it's going to bring up third down and 5 yards to go for the Lord's Knights. The ball is at the 20-yard line of Johnson County Central. Quarterback Nolan Becker puts two receivers to the left, a tight end set to the right. Man comes in motion from left to right. Becker keeps the football himself, runs up the middle, stops short of the first down. He'll be tackled at about the 16-yard line. It's going to bring up fourth down and a yard to go just outside the 16 of Johnson County Central.
Boy, and this would be a big stop for the Thunderbirds to start this second half, Randy.
Big fourth down play coming up right here. Despite what the down marker says, it's fourth down. The ball is at the 16-yard line, fourth and a long yard. In the shotgun is Becker. Beckard calling a starting count, a big fourth down play. Now he looks over to the bench. Calling an audible. Steps up, hands under center now. Quarterback sneak, tries to sneak it forward. I believe they stopped him. There's a flag thrown.
The Lord's line is moving.
I believe they stopped him short of the first down yardage anyway. And then we've got a procedure penalty. That's going to cost him 5 yards.
That actually, that penalty actually benefits him, because
yeah.
I think you're right. I think he was stopped.
Yeah.
They're going to get another chance at it.
They would have turned it over on downs were it not for the penalty flag, because he did not get the needed yard. So now it's going to be fourth down and six. So you're right. The penalty actually benefited him. Fourth and six, the ball at the 21-yard line on fourth down. Trips to the left this time. Nolan Beckard, one wide receiver to the right side. That's Brady Snitzer. Three receivers to his left. Calling his count. Beckard rolls left, looking downfield. Now throws back right, looking for the receiver, and overthrows the intended receiver. We've got a flag thrown. We may have pass interference down here.
Yeah, I think we're going to get defensive holding there on the defensive back for the Thunderbirds.
Wait for the officials to sort this one out. We've seen a lot of laundry here recently. All of a sudden, flags all over the place. The clock has stopped with 8 minutes and 28 seconds to play in the third quarter. The score, 28-24, Johnson County Central up by four, looking to get a stop here once in this, as the teams have just exchanged the lead back and forth. Yes, it is going to be holding on the defense. Now, they were looking at fourth down and six, and the line of scrimmage was back at the 21-yard line. They'll come back and mark off the penalty yardage from the line of scrimmage, which was the 20, well, the 27 where he's standing, but the down marker was on the 26 earlier. He's going to start at the 27, mark off the yardage. The penalty yardage will put the football down to the 11, and that'll be enough for a first down.
Yeah, that's a 10-yard penalty. It moves it from the 21 to the 11 and a first down there.
So Johnson County Central gives up the first down via the penalty route, and it's first and 10 from the 11 for the Lord Central Knights. Quarterback, Nolan Beckard. Well, I came up, they were ready to snap it, and the official blew the whistle and stopped play again. Now the referees are going to have a little conference here before they allow play to continue. All of this happening with 8:28 showing on the clock to play in the third quarter. My name is Randy Gatula, calling your play-by-play. Scott Strzok alongside Dr. Scott with me tonight. Are you having fun over here?
Yeah, we're having a good night. Good football, good weather. Like you said, beautiful scene.
Now the referee comes back and lets them line up. First and 10 from the 11. Nolan Beckard has a snap. Hands off to his running back to the left side. I believe that's Anthons, and he is thrown back after getting the ball inside the 10 down near the 8-yard line. Looked to get about 3 on that carry.
Second and 7 for tonight.
And carrying the football was Levi Anthons, I believe. That's where they mark it. Second down, 8 yards to go. They'll only give him a gain of a couple. The line of scrimmage is just inside the 9 of Johnson County Central. Beckard has the snap. Beckard wants to throw the football into the end zone. Pass complete. Touchdown. And that was Poppleton making the reception for the touchdown. Miles Poppleton on the catch. Miles Poppleton catches the pass from 7 yards out, I believe it was. 7-yard touchdown pass play to Poppleton. And the score comes with 7 minutes and 51 seconds to play here in the third quarter. That puts the Knights back on top 30-28 as they line up for the two-point conversion. Beckard calls the starting count. The try for two. Long count, waiting for the snap from the shotgun formation. Still waiting. Now he has the ball. He's going to run with it. He's hit in the backfield, wrapped up and dropped short. And finally, Johnson County Central gets a stop on a two-point conversion.
Big tackle there by Wyatt Case.
The score 30-28. We're 7:51 to go in the third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City. From farm to market, you can count on Consolidated Grain and Barge to add value to your operation. They're well equipped to handle your grain quickly and efficiently. They focus on fast and friendly service to help move your grain safely and efficiently while providing exceptional service to you. Call today Consolidated Grain and Barge in Falls City and discuss alternative marketing solutions.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Arm Connect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Falls City.
The scoring drive for Lourdes took 8 plays to cover 52 yards. It was capped off with a 7-yard or an 8-yard touchdown pass from Nolan Beckard to Miles Poppleton. The conversion attempt failed on a nice tackle by Wyatt Case there to get the quarterback on the attempt. And our score now stands at 30-28. Lourdes up by 2 with 7:51 to play here in the third period. Gio Lopez has the ball teed at the 30-yard line, ready to kick it away. Back deep on the near side for Johnson County Central, Connie Conlonibong. On the far side is Jackson Houghton, the return man. They haven't had many chances to return. Oh, an onside kick! Onside kick coming up. I don't think the ball traveled the necessary 10 yards, though.
Nope, I don't think so either.
And Johnson County Central is going to end up with the football with some good field position. They tried to catch Johnson County Central napping here, but the ball did not travel the required 10 yards. It was touchdown and covered up after only going 7 yards. They threw a flag out there. I think Johnson County should have the football there, don't you think?
Yep, I think that's going to be an illegal kick, and it's going to be JCC football. First and 10 here with good field position.
I'm not sure what this long discussion is about among our officials. Coach Ryan Houghton is about 5 yards out onto the field wanting some type of an explanation. Perhaps the same thing I'm wondering, what's the delay? Pretty clear-cut case of what happened there. They tried an onside kick. The ball did not travel the required 10 yards before it was grabbed up and touched by the Lord Central Catholic Knights.
I think with it being an illegal kick, Randy, there, if you accepted that penalty, you would actually move the ball back to our 30, so you just decline it and take it where you were covered.
What are we doing? Listen to the music the folks are playing here. The Jeopardy song. Referees got to love that. The things you don't see at high school football games.
There you go.
Playing the Jeopardy song. The referee's still trying to sort this thing out. Now they're having a conference on the 40-yard line across the way.
Now they act like they're moving it back and they're going to let Lourdes re-kick.
Oh, you couldn't do that because it was an illegal. Well, we'll just enjoy the music.
Boy, that just doesn't make any sense.
And that's what Ryan Houghton is saying, I think. That makes no sense.
Now we're back to where we recovered.
Legal procedure against the Knights.
Yep.
Yeah, they got it right. It took a while to sort it out. Johnson County Central is going to have the football with outstanding field position. They're going to start first and 10, and they're going to work from just outside the 35-yard line. Maybe mark it around the 36. Let's see where they put it down. Yes, at the 36-yard line, it'll be first and 10, Johnson County Central. The backs are in the I formation. Wes Swanson is the quarterback. Terry True is the fullback. Ofubu in the top of the I. They turn, give the ball to Terry True. No, on the keeper, Swanson. He's got the ball down the right sideline, the 20, and out of bounds inside the 20-yard line, down around the 18. Well-executed fake. If they fake the handoff to the fullback, Terry True, pulled it out at the last second. I thought for all the world that True had the football.
I did at first, too.
Wow.
Really nice fake by Swanson.
Yeah.
We're going to give him 19 on that.
Wes Swanson with some real sleight of hand there. Gets first down yardage and takes the football. down to the 17-yard line. First and 10 at the 17. Thunderbirds moving down by two now, 30-28. T-Birds with the football. Wes Swanson takes a snap, hands the ball up the middle. This time he does give it to True, and True will get a couple. He's down around the 15-yard line before he's thrown back. We'll call it a gain of two on the carry, and it'll bring up second down and 8 yards to go for your Thunderbirds. Johnson County Central trailing here 30-28 with 7 minutes, 19 seconds of play in the third quarter here at Peru State. Again, a welcome to all of our viewers on Johnson County Central's Strive TV video stream. Marcus Shear and company, all of the students from Johnson County Central doing their usual fine job. Second down and 8 from the 15-yard line. Quarterback Wes Swanson has the snap. Gives the ball to Ofubu running to the left side. He's down near the 10-yard line and then tackled there after a gain of about 7, or about 5 on the carry. Actually started at the 25. He's down near the 10. Looks like it's going to bring up third down and about 3 yards to go now for Johnson County Central.
Boy, this would be a critical third down conversion. We're probably in four down territory here, Randy, but you'd like to just pick it up here on third down.
All right, mark the football at the 11, third down and 3. Swanson takes a snap. Oh, he's tripped up and dropped for a loss. Great defensive play there on the part of Lord Central Catholic. Getting
honeysuckle.
Yeah, got a hand on it and wrapped him up. Dane Lyons also in there fighting after that one. Loss on the play, and that's a tough break because that moves the ball back out to the 13-yard line. What was fourth and short has now become fourth down and 6 yards to go.
Yeah, and if that tackle isn't made, Swanson's getting around the right end.
Yeah, he had room down the right side. He might even score.
Yep.
So, the football is now, let's set the stage for you, and the ball is at the 13-yard line. Fourth down and 6 yards to go at the 13. Wes Swanson, under center, has a snap. He wants to throw the football. He's back to pass. He's got lots of time. Throws the ball over the middle. The pass is going to be complete. Trying to fight for first down yardage. They won't get there. Going to be stopped short at about the 10-yard line, making the reception for Johnson County Central.
Keegan Jones.
Yeah, it was Jones that caught the football, and they just could not get the first down.
They got four, but they needed six, Randy.
Stopped at the 10-yard line, so a huge stop here defensively for the Lord Central Catholic Knights, leading by 2, 30-28, with 5:38 to go in the third quarter. Now, the Knights take over the football. Beckard has a man in motion, has a snap, gives a handoff to the guy coming around left to right. That's Anthons. He spins forward across the 20, out to the 22-yard line. Levi Anthons, the junior running back, with yardage, and here's a bit of sportsmanship. We've got a Johnson County Central player with a leg cramp, and over there, boy, I love to see this. Dane Lyons from Lourdes is over there assisting the Johnson County player having a leg cramp, a Charlie horse in his calf, and Lyons is over there helping him stretch it out until one of his other teammates comes over, and that's the kind of thing I like to see happen on the field.
Yep, and I think we had a new runner there for the Knights. I think for the first time, that was number 26, Isaac Brueggemann, got the carry on that end around.
5:30 to go here in the third quarter. 30-28 our score. We'll step aside for a 30-second timeout on Sunny 101.3.
At Lundsman Realty, we provide you with the expertise, exposure, and care you deserve. We can handle all your real estate needs. If you're considering buying or selling a home, farm, business, or acreage, give us a call. With this fast-paced, ever-changing real estate market, hire Lundsman Realty to work for you. We're members of the Great Plains and Midlands Regional MLS, and we'd love the opportunity to earn your business. Call or click LundsmanRealty.com or find us on Facebook. Lundsman Realty, simplified, satisfied, sold, in equal housing opportunity.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
Well, it was Terry True that was shaken up there with the leg cramp. He'll go to the sideline and have to set up for a play. First down and 10 now from the 21-yard line, their own 21, for the Lord Central Catholic Knights. Nolan Beckard, all alone in the backfield, has a man in motion left to right, fakes a handoff. Beckard wants to throw. Looking down the left sideline, the receiver is there, complete at the 30, down to the 20, inside the 20-yard line and taken out of bounds near the 15-yard line. Wait until he gets up there with these numbers. I believe that was Snitzer. Brady Snitzer made the reception, and he has the ball down to the 17-yard line, and here are the Knights.
42-yard pickup there.
Brady Snitzer on the receiving end of that one. Put the football now at the 17-yard line, first and 10, for the Knights of Lord Central Catholic. They set up over the football. Nolan Becker, the quarterback, has a running back set on his left hip, takes a snap, hands off to that running back, coming to the right side. I think it's Anthons again. No, check that. We got another new running back.
That's Brueggemann again.
Brueggemann, and he's going to have the ball inside the 15, down near the 12. Case was there to make the stop on him. Wyatt Case, the defensive end. Case is a big boy, just a sophomore. Wyatt Case got the tackle. Gain of 5 on the carry. Brings up second down and 5 yards to go with the football at the 12-yard line now of Johnson County Central. Second and 5 from the 12. Nolan Becker, single setback behind him, calls the cadence. He's in the shotgun, has the snap, keeps it himself, rolls right, wants to throw the football. Now he'll duck it and run for it, and he'll be tackled. And again, I think that's Wyatt Case that got him. Case with back-to-back tackles. Wyatt drops the quarterback near the 10-yard line after a gain of a couple. It's going to bring up 3rd down and 3 yards to go now at the 10. Clock is running, 4:08 to play in the third quarter. The score 30-28, Lords up by 2. Knights down here threatening again at the 10-yard line, 3rd and 3. Nolan Becker with Anthons set to his right. Gives the ball, no, fakes to Anthons, keeps it himself. He'll have 1st down yardage, dives forward, and he'll take it in for the touchdown. The line of scrimmage was a 7-yard line. It was on the 7, right? That's where we were spotted.
No, we were on the 10, needed to get to the 7 for
okay.
A 1st down.
Okay, we were on the 10, so that'll be a 10-yard touchdown run by Nolan Beckard for the TD. Puts our score 36-28 now as they line up to go for the two-point conversion. Beckard in the gun. Tight end set to the right. Wide receiver split wide right. He's back to pass. Dumps it into the end zone. And again, wide open is Snitzer for the two-point conversion. 38-28, a 10-point lead for Lords. 3:48 to go third quarter. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Hi, I am Mary Kent, Johnson County Hospital Administrator, and I would like to welcome Dr. Grant Salzgaber to Johnson County Hospital and Tecumseh Family Health. He joins Dr. Ben Beal and Dr. Zach Templemeyer. Johnson County Hospital also serves patients at Adams Primary Care, 620 Main Street, Adams, Nebraska. I would also like to welcome Sheila Ladd as our new home health director and Jolene Bartles as our new radiology supervisor. Tiffany Clifton has taken the role as foundation director, and you can contact Tiffany concerning community events at 402-335-6366.
Sunny 101.3.
Nice set to kick.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha Armconnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
A 5-play, 70-yard drive for the Knights. Nolan Becker carried in from 10 yards out of the run. The 2-point pass was again to Brady Snitzer. Makes it 38-28. Biggest lead for either team tonight here. A 10-point advantage after back-to-back scores by the Knights to start this third quarter. Score coming with 3:48 to play in the third period. Again, 38-28. Towards Knights up by 10. Lopez has the football teed up at the 30. Ready to kick it away, waiting for his kick. A low driving kick. This one's going to be returned, picking it up, starting to the across the 10 to 15, out to the 20, out to the 23-yard line. Kongwani Bong on the return, 140-pound sophomore on the return for Johnson County Central. So now, Scott, the Thunderbirds trailing by the most they have all night here, down by 10 at this point. Johnson County Central just hasn't had any luck on two-point conversions.
And I know we got a lot of game left to play here, Randy, but it feels like the Thunderbirds need an answer here because they haven't stopped the Knights much tonight.
Football is going to be at the 24-yard line. That's where this drive will begin, just inside the right hash mark. JCC, the Thunderbirds, moving from south to north, from our right to left here in the Oak Bowl. Your quarterback, Wes Swanson, hands under center. An I formation behind him in the backfield. Gives it out to the left side with a little running room. Obubu has the football out for a couple, maybe 3 yards. Looks to get it out around the 27 is where they'll mark it. We'll give them a gain of 3 on the carry. It'll bring up 2nd down and 7 yards to go for the Thunderbirds.
Brady Snitzer on the tackle there.
Hope you're enjoying tonight's broadcast of high school football here on Sunny 101.3. We are KLZA-FM, Ball City, Nebraska. 101.3 FM on your radio dial, mscsports.net on your computer online. Double tight end set, I formation. Back to pass to Swanson. Sets up. He's got time to throw. Down deep over the middle. There's a receiver into double coverage, and the pass is going to be intercepted down near the 21-yard line. They're still fighting for the football, the receiver and the defender. The referee's coming over here to sort it out. Not giving it up easy there with that Johnson County Central receiver, but it's going to be ruled as an interception, I'm sure.
Yeah, Brady Snitzer on the interception there.
On the 21-yard line. Who was the intended receiver?
Jones.
It was Jones. Keegan Jones they were trying to get it to. Well, it was double coverage. Jones had two defenders on him. And, boy, that's an unfortunate turnover. Johnson County Central now having fallen behind by 10.
They're going to have to come up with a stop.
Yeah, that's for certain. So right back in business offensively are the Lord's Knights. Nolan Beckard. Going to take a timeout on the field with 2:53 to play in the third quarter, 38-28. Lords up by 10. We'll step aside for 30 seconds. You're listening to Thunderbirds Football on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn State Bank has Connect Online and mobile banking, a personal finance tool. You can pay bills, transfer funds between accounts, view checking images, secure messaging, deposit checks with a picture, get account alerts, and real-time balances. Sign up for Connect, the easiest way to manage your checking or savings account. Get Connect at Auburn State Bank and use Connect on your mobile device or computer. Visit auburnstatebank.com for details. Member FDIC.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Scott Strock with you here at Peru State. We want to acknowledge the students that are helping with this Strive TV video stream tonight. Bryce Beckman, Trevor Ray, Jaylene Arroyo, Maggie Niebrugge, and Evan Zylan. They called him a graduate assistant. He came from across the street over here at Dalzell Hall to give us a hand. We're back to live action now, first and 10 for the Lord's Knights. Beckard is the quarterback. He has the snap, runs to his left, wants to turn it upfield, and he'll be wrapped up and stopped after a gain of about five, maybe six on the carry. He got five, has the football out to the 26-yard line. Of course, Marcus Shear running the whole crew over there for Johnson County Central's Strive TV video stream. I'll tell you, that crew at Johnson County does about as good a job as anybody around. You see them show up at Mudecas. You show them all over the place, and they're here tonight.
They do. I don't think there's a high school stream that's as good as the one they put out.
It's a real pleasure. They're the standard that the others are measured by. We've got a good crew over at Johnson Brock, too. There's a couple of good sets of kids here. Here we go, second down and five, running to the left side. Taken out of bounds short of the first down yardage. The ball is going to be taken out of bounds at about the 28 or 29-yard line.
Brings up third down and two for the night.
On the carry, that time was Isaac Brueggemann once again, the senior running back. He's come off the bench to see some time now as a runner here.
Thunderbirds need to stop in the worst way here.
Third down and long two here. They have the snap. They give it to Brueggemann. He's got first down yardage. He's out across the 30. Dives out near the 33 or 34-yard line. Brueggemann gets the first and 10. They don't list weights on our roster for Lords, but Brueggemann's a big boy. You can see that as he runs into the line.
He definitely is.
First down and 10, Lords Central. Line of scrimmage, the 34-yard line. A minute 28 to play third quarter. Knights are up by 10. Lords Central with the football. Beckard hands off to his running back, who's hit and stopped after a short game this time. Anthony's got it out to the 35-yard line, a gain of one on the carry. Second down and 9 yards to go now. 1:04 clock running here in the third quarter. Still a lot of football to play. Second down and 9. Beckard, with Brueggemann set behind him as the running back, has a snap. Low snap, picks it up, throws the ball out to the left, pass is complete and caught near midfield at the 40-yard line. The defender was right there with him, and coming up with that reception was Brady Snitzer.
Picks up third and four.
Snitzer tackled at midfield stripe at the 40. That's going to bring up third down and 4 yards to go. 30 seconds to play here in the third quarter on third down and four. Nolan Becker, two receivers split wide to the right. He rolls right, looks downfield, wants to throw down, has a receiver in the area, and the pass falls incomplete down near the 10-yard line. Both receivers pretty well covered there. There were two receivers in the area, but count them, four defenders back there.
They're going to get JCC for pass interference again here. Little tug of the shoulder there as the receiver ran by.
Well, I missed that one. I didn't see that cap happen at all. We do have a flag down. And this was very costly, a very similar situation two drives ago when it looked like Johnson County Central maybe had them stopped, and they got a first down out on penalty yardage. And with 20 seconds to play here in the third period, it appears that's about to happen again. They were looking at third down and four with the line of scrimmage at the 40-yard line. They tried to throw deep down the right sideline, but the flag was thrown. The officials have lengthy meetings here. I wouldn't be surprised if we don't start hearing the Jeopardy music again pretty soon.
Oh, they're waving that one off.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so they'll pick up the flag. There's nothing says you can't correct yourself. I never fault the officials for doing something like that. If they throw an inadvertent flag, it's best to swallow your pride and admit that's what you did.
I think the Thunderbirds might have got away with one there because there was a little tug on the jersey.
All right, fourth down now. This is a huge fourth down play here, Scott. 20 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's fourth down and four from the 40-yard line. They line up in a spread formation, wide receiver, snitzer to both sides. Beckard will set in a deep shotgun formation on fourth down and four from midfield, waiting for the snap from center. Beckard has the snap. Oh, he's going to surprise him and punt the football. It's going to bounce at the five, and it's going to go dead at the 1 yard. Oh, it got into the end zone. It got into the end zone. It looked like they were – oh, now wait a minute. They're going to say it was touchdown at the one. I thought the ball got into the end zone. Now they're going to have another long conversation.
He can't just touch it.
The ball was batted into the end zone. It was touched at the one and batted into the end zone. And now the officials are going to have to talk this over. Johnson County Central is going to have the football. The question is, do they have it at the 15 or at the one? Long discussion here. 9 seconds showing on the clock to play in the third quarter. Our score 38-28. And they're going to give Johnson County Central the football at the 1 yard line, I believe. I thought you had to actually touch the ball down.
Yeah, boy, I'm not sure about that one.
He batted that one into the end zone. All right, it's going to be at the 1 yard line. First and 10, Johnson County Central. Wes Swanson, the quarterback. Double tight end set, I formation. Swanson on the option, pitches it back. Ofubu runs to the left side, gets a good job of running, gets about 8 yards on the carry out near the 9-yard line, and that'll be the end of the third quarter. After three quarters of play, 38-28 our score. We'll step aside and take a 1 minute timeout on Sunny 101.3.
For over 80 years, Farm Bureau Financial Services has served the unique needs of the ag industry. As members of your community, we get to know you and your operation, providing coverage for your farm, ranch, machinery, livestock, and so much more. Find out why we're the number one ag insurer. It's your future. Let's protect it.
See Jake or Tasha Arm Connect on 19th Street in Auburn or in Falls City. We're local Farm Bureau agents.
Number one ag insurer across our 8-state territory. 2018 SNL PNC Group Direct Written Premium.
Prime Healthcare believes quality care starts in your own communities with family taking care of family. The trained and compassionate staff will make your loved one feel right at home and set your mind at ease knowing your loved one is in good hands. Prime Healthcare offers long and short-term care and rehabilitation therapy. Contact Oregon Care Center in Oregon, Pleasant View Center in Rockport, or Tiffany Heights in Mound City to schedule a tour, meet the team, and let our Prime family become a little part of your family.
Sunny 101.3.
Well, after three quarters of play, 38-28 our score, Johnson County Central down by 10. We want to say thanks to our friends here at Peru State College, Kyle Pond, the activities director, Tyler Fangman, who is the director of sports information, Ashley Bottasari, the associate athletic director for the fine hospitality they have provided with us this evening here at Peru State. All right, second down and 1 yard to go for JCC. The line of scrimmage is at the 10-yard line. Second down and one. Wes Swanson is your sophomore quarterback. Hands under center. Is Swanson calling his starting count? He takes a snap. gives the football to Terry True. He spins forward for about 5 yards. He's going to get the football out near the 15-yard line. You know, Terry True could have easily been tackled after a gain of about a half a yard there.
Yeah, that's a real tough run.
He was twisting and turning and did a good job. Now the officials.
I think he's down cramping up again.
They've taken time out for an injured player here. Apparently the leg is cramping up. They're trying to stretch it out for him. The trainers are coming out to check on him. And that's tough out here. 11:53 to go in the ball game. We're in the fourth quarter. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Auburn Auto Center, your one-stop service center for auto repair, tires, brakes, tune-ups, alignments, and much more, wants to wish everyone a successful and safe school year. Stop in or call 402-274-4947 to schedule an oil change and complete inspection by their AFC-certified mechanics. The staff at Auburn Auto Center wants to make sure everyone is ready to celebrate the big win. Auburn Auto Center, 2314 J Street, Auburn, Nebraska.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Next Friday night here on Sunny 101.3, the Johnson Brock Eagles taking on HTRS, the Titans. That'll be live from Humboldt here on Sunny. Lucas Freshel will have the call for you. Also next Friday night, I will be over on our sister station, KTNC, traveling out to Diller with the Sacred Heart Irish. They'll take on the Diller Odell Griffins. Troy Nelson will join me for the broadcast. That will be heard on KTNC, 1230 AM, 107.1 FM in the Falls City area. And, of course, all of our games heard live online at mscsports.net. Click on Listen Live and select the specific station. All right, first down and 10. For the Thunderbirds, hand the football off to the left side, trying to run outside to the left with some speed out across the 20. Carrying the football there was Danny Kongmanibong. Kongmanibong, too many syllables for a ball carrier, but good job, Danny. Has a gain across the 20 out to the 21-yard line is where they'll mark it. Brings up second down, 4 yards to go after a gain of 6. If you're just checking in with us, the Thunderbirds are down by 10, 38-28, 11-21 to go in the football game. Wes Swanson has his running back set on either side of him this time in the backfield, out of the shotgun. Swanson to throw, puts it out to the right side. The pass is going to be complete. Making the reception out here is Ofubu. And Ofubu has yardage short of the first down by about a yard. It's going to bring up third down and 1 from the 24-yard line.
Nice tackle there by Miles Poppleton.
Over the football on third down and 1 come the T-Birds. Calling his count on the quarterback sneak, diving forward with it, and he'll have enough for first down yardage as Wes Swanson. Oh, wait a minute. What kind of a mark are they giving him here?
Holy. Boy, they're marking him short of the 25.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
Well short of the 25.
He
brings up a fourth down.
Well, the officials right down there on top of it. To his credit, I'm up here in the booth a long ways away, but, man, watching through the binoculars, sure looked like the progress was there. It's going to bring up fourth down and a half a yard to go. They're going after it at the 25-yard line. Fourth down and half a yard. Again, a quarterback sneak, and it's not going to happen. They stopped him. He'll lose a yard. And Lord Central is going to take over on downs. And, boy, I'll tell you, I thought on the previous play that his forward momentum had him there.
I did, too. That time he definitely didn't. That defensive front for Lord's just blew that play up.
The line judge on the far side had put his foot down out at the 25-yard line on that previous play.
Yep.
Well, it is what it is. They turn it over on downs, and now the Lord's Knights in business here, up by 10.
That's the second turnover on downs for the Thunderbirds.
10:18 to go in the ball game, up by 10. The Knights take over the football with outstanding field position. First and 10 at the 24-yard line. Beckard rolls right. Beckard wants to throw back left. Now he rolls right again, taking his time. Here comes the pressure. Beckard escapes the defender. Now dumps the ball off to the right side, and the pass falls incomplete. Beckard was running around back there doing a little pirouette with defenders all around him. Finally just dumped the football off and got rid of it. That was a wise move on the part of the quarterback. The pass falls incomplete. It'll bring up second down and 10. If ever Johnson County Central needed a stop, this is where it has to happen. They trail by 10, 38-28, with 10 minutes and 6 seconds to play in the football game. Nolan Becker, the quarterback, has a snap, sets up, going to throw deep down into the end zone, and a pass deflected away at the last moment. Great defensive play by Jackson Houghton. He got a hand up, perfectly played defensively by Jackson Houghton, the coach's son there, to tip that one away.
Yeah, at his last minute, stuck his hand right in between the receiver's hands and batted that one away. Otherwise, it was a touchdown.
You know, they were very near to being out of the end zone down there.
Yeah.
That's the other thing that happens with this 80-yard field. You kind of lose track of where you're at down there. All right, brings up third down at 10 now for Nolan Becker from the 24-yard line. Third and 10, Becker rolls right. Becker sets. He's going to throw deep into the end zone. His receiver's there, overthrows the intended receiver. He was trying to get it to Brady Snitzer. So, getting field position at the 24-yard line on downs, they come out and throw three incompletions, and suddenly fourth down and 10. And this could get the ball back into the hands of Johnson County Central. T-Birds need a stop here.
Yeah, I think they're too deep into Thunderbird territory to punt this ball. You got to see, think they're going to be going for it.
Let's see what happens. Fourth down and 10 from the 24. This is where the drive began. No yardage after three plays. Still a lot of time left in this one, Scott. We've got 9:54 left to play in the football game. A 10-point football game, 38-28. Lords on top. Knights put three wide receivers to the right. Nolan Becker has his snap. He throws right. The pass is going to be complete. Upfield, first down yardage inside the 15, down to the 10, down near the 9, and will be first and goal for the Lords Knights on fourth and 10. They got about 15. Whoops, we got a flag thrown. This may be coming back, folks. Let's see what happens. The official says holding is the call.
Blocking the back,
against the Knights. And that's got to be frustrating right now for Coach Moore.
Yeah, because that would have made it real tough. If they end up converting and scoring on this drive, GCC would really be in trouble.
So now with the penalty yardage, they're not only going to still be looking at fourth down, it's going to be fourth down and very long here.
Yeah.
But as they just demonstrated a moment ago, they can throw deep here if they need to. All right. The ball is going to be marked back out to the 30-yard line now. It's going to bring up fourth down and 16 yards to go. Big fourth down play. This could be your ball game right here, actually. A fourth down stop now. Johnson County can still set up shop and get in business.
I wonder if we'll see that quick punt again.
Nolan Becker on fourth and 16, waiting for the snap. Bobbles the football, wants to pick it up and kick it.
Oh.
Got it out of there somehow. I'm not sure how he did that. The ball's caught at the 10 on the return. Around to the left side, the 10. Out to the 15. Broke a tackle, the 20, the 25, and then taken out of bounds. The return man for Johnson County Central.
There's flags coming in
Graham.
Everywhere at the end of that play.
Jersey Graham was the return man, and flags. We've got three flags on the field as Graham is taken out of bounds. And I wouldn't even try to speculate what this one's going to be. Referee having yet another meeting of the stripes here. Our white hat turns to the press box. Coach Ryan Houghton.
The way they all come flying, I almost wondered if it might be an illegal hit. Oh. Well, he signaled that against JCC.
Block in the back against the return team.
A block in the back on the return is the call. Coach Ryan Houghton expressing his displeasure on the far sideline. Well, it's on the return, so the ball will still stay in possession of Johnson County Central. They'll have the football. They just won't have near the field position that we thought they were going to have to begin this drive. Keep in mind, folks, there's still 9 minutes and 23 seconds to play in the football game. And if there's anything we know, Scott, in eight-man football, a lot of things can happen in 9 minutes.
Yeah, we've seen some big plays in the passing game in particular from JCC.
Don't you dare go away, folks. Stay with us here on Sunny 101.3 and on Johnson County Central Strive TV. Hope you're enjoying the broadcast. First down and 10, Johnson County Central. The line of scrimmage is at the 15-yard line. Wes Swanson is the quarterback. Has a flanker set to the left, single set back behind him. Swanson has the snap. He's back to pass. He sets up, looks out to his left. The pass looking downfield and in and out of the hands of his intended receiver. He was trying to get it to Keegan Jones down there, and the defender was right on top of Jones as the football arrived.
Really nice breakup there by Miles Poppleton, number 5 for the Knights.
So the football will come back again to the 15-yard line. It'll be second down at 10. The pass incompletion stops the clock with 9 minutes and 15 seconds to play here in the football game. 38-28, JCC down by 10. Wes Swanson again sets his backs in the I formation. Calls his count. Swanson is back to pass. Pressure's coming. Throws it out to the right. Pass is going to be complete. Upfield across the 20. Close to first down yardage out near the 25-yard line. Making the reception.
Kong Minivong.
Kong Minivong got it. Oh, he's shaking up here.
He ended up taking a big hit at the end of that.
I think he's got first down yardage, though. Let's see as they come out and check on him. He's got the ball out to the 25. It should be enough for a first down where they've marked it. They'll take care of the injured player. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
So, what's new at Peru State?
More opportunities.
With today's most in-demand career paths.
Like criminal justice,
education,
business administration,
and pre-med.
Plus new sports, clubs, and activities to enhance your four-year journey.
More flexibility in how you attend class.
On campus or online.
With no classes on Fridays and low tuition. Peru State is one of the lowest cost four-year degrees in the nation.
Peru State College. Schedule a tour at peru.edu/tour.
So, what else is new at Peru?
How about you?
This is Sunny 101.3.
Well, Danny Kongmonibong being helped back to his feet here. I believe he got the first down yardage, but, man, he took a pop and really paid the price. And looks like perhaps the injury is to a lower extremity. Maybe the...
He's not putting really any weight on that left leg. Can't really tell if it's a knee or an ankle.
Yeah, but he's not going to be using that left one much as he's helped to the sideline. 9:04 to play in the football game. The score 38-28. Lourdes up by 10. Johnson County Central has the football, first and 10, working from their own 25-yard line. Kongmani Vong helped to the sideline.
First down 10 for the Thunderbirds.
So the quarterback, Wes Swanson, sets his backs in the I formation behind him. Calling his count is Swanson. He's back to pass, wants to throw. Going to throw deep over the middle. Pass is deflected away. Intended receiver down here was Keegan Jones, and they've done a pretty good job of covering Keegan Jones. The defender was there again to bat that ball away, Scott.
They have. Brady Snitzer has really been shadowing Jones anytime he's out for a pass, and that's another nice breakup by him.
Regardless of how this one comes out tonight, we're seeing a couple of pretty good eight-man football teams tonight here.
We are. I'd have to say you really have to be impressed with some of the defensive adjustments Lord's made at halftime.
Look at the lights here in the Oak Bowl tonight. You suppose that's the smoke that's still hanging around? Almost like a little bit of a fog or a haze under the lights here.
Is this what smog's like if you live in L.A.?
I don't know. I'll tell you, hadn't it been something the last week? Here we go. Second down. 10 yards to go. Football at the 25-yard line as Wes Swanson is under center. He's back to pass. Oh, the pressure's coming. They throw a screen. Complete, and it's diagnosed and tackled immediately. Is Braden Nichols. Nichols made the reception, and what a job defensively.
Bob Honeysuckle.
By the Lord's Knights. Honeysuckle wasn't fooled for a minute. They ran the screenplay. They dumped it out there on the left side, and Honeysuckle was there to make the tackle for a loss on the play. Puts the football back to the 24-yard line. It'll bring up third down and 11 with 8:22 to go, and this is a must. Third and 11. They need to convert a third down here. Your quarterback is Wes Swanson. He puts a wide receiver to the right side of the field. Steps back. Going to throw deep down the right sideline. The receiver's there. The defender's there. And the pass falls incomplete. Looking downfield again for Keegan Jones. I don't think even Jones would have caught that. He would have been out of bounds. So the pass falls incomplete.
And I know the Thunderbirds are still deep in their own territory here, but I'm not sure they can afford to punt.
Well, it's fourth down and 11. The line of scrimmage is at the 24-yard line, their own 24. It looks like they're going to send the punter in there. That would be Keegan Jones, right?
That's correct.
Jones is a punter. He's going to stand at his own 14 to wait for the snap. Lourdes has Snitzer back deep to return it. I think that's Kellen Snitzer. At least that's who it's been all night. With these numbers on dark gray jerseys, it's anybody's guess. I can't.
Yeah, that is Kellen.
I don't want to belabor the point all night, but these jerseys are impossible to read.
Yeah,
for anybody. They're just impossible to read. There's the snap, and it kicks away. Nice punt. Ball's going to be fielded at the 17, out to the 20, 25, out near the 30, and wrapped up at the 30-yard line, Kellen Snitzer. It'll be first and 10 for Lord Central Catholic.
They're going to get backed up on an illegal block penalty, too.
Well, we've seen a lot of flags tonight, haven't we, Scott? Lots of flags thrown out here this evening. Tomorrow, the University of Nebraska Cornhuskers on the road, Boulder, Colorado, the game everybody's been talking about. We'll have live coverage beginning with pregame coverage on KTNC at 9 a.m. tomorrow morning. Kickoff scheduled shortly after 11 a.m. live from Boulder. Greg Sharp will have the play-by-play for you. I believe it's on Fox TV. If you can't be near a television, we certainly invite you to join us on KTNC for our coverage of University of Nebraska football. What are you doing tomorrow by 11 o'clock? Anything special?
I'll be watching the game.
Ought to be a lot of fun. I think a lot of the country is going to watch that one.
Yeah, Thunderbirds ended up netting 41 on that.
Here we go. First down and 10 from the 15-yard line. The handoff running back coming to the left. Nothing doing there. Good job defensively coming up and getting a hit on him. Brueggemann was your ball carrier.
Nolan Wellensack with a nice good play there for the tackle.
No gain on the play. Spot the football right back on the 15-yard line. Wellensack came up to get the hit. Second down and 10 yards to go at the 15.
I'll be interested to see if the Knights slow the tempo a little bit with the lead now later in the game.
Well, they probably want to run it here. Waiting for the snap from center. Beckard, long count, has the ball. Beckard keeps it himself, runs right up the middle. He's got five. He's got six, seven, maybe 8 yards. Looks to have the football out near the 24-yard line is where they're going to mark it down. He's going to get about 8 on the carry. And it's going to bring up third down and short, a long yard, third and long one. They'll line up quickly with no huddle. They don't huddle up. They just run out there and run the plays. 6:50 to go in the football game. Knights with the football, third and one. Handoff, running straight forward. Big, powerful running. Just carrying tacklers with him, the running back. Has the football across midfield.
I believe that was Anthony's back in on that.
Yeah, Anthony's carried the football, and he's got it down to the 36 or the 26-yard line. I apologize for stuttering on these down line markers, but we're looking at those big white numbers on the field, and you always have to remember to subtract 10 yards.
It is. It's
difficult
tough
to train your mind to do that here. All right, first down and 10, the line of scrimmage at the 34-yard line, Board's own 34. They have it first and 10. Beckard, the quarterback, as he has been all evening, taking his time here, waiting for the snap, wanting that clock to keep running. Beckard has the snap, fakes a handoff. He'll keep it himself, run to the right. Wyatt Case wraps him up initially and then gets help from some other defenders. Wyatt Case is a big old boy there at the left defensive end, just a sophomore. I'm guessing he must be 6'5", 6'6", somewhere in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, he is. And he's a kid that started to fill out. He was a pretty thin kid, even eighth-grade freshman year.
Yeah, I watched him grow up as my neighbor. And yeah, he was never that big a framed young man, but he's playing well over there at that left defensive end. Second down and 7 now for the Lord's Knights. The line of scrimmage, their own 37-yard line. Beckard calling his count, maybe calling an audible here at the line, I think, perhaps. Long count, waiting for the snap. Beckard has it. Hands off to the running back. Straight forward again. That's Anthons. Anthons is going to be stopped, I believe, short of the first down. They get him stopped just a little bit short. He's inside the 40 now at around the 36.5-yard line.
Yeah, picked up about 6.5. It's going to be third and maybe half a yard here.
9.75.
Yeah, they'll mark it down third and a yard. Clock is down to 5:05 to go now in the football game. 38-28. Lord Central up by 10 over Johnson County Central. On third and one, Beckard out of the shotgun, still 6 yards off the line of scrimmage, taking the snap on third and one. How about that? Beckard has the snap, keeps it himself, runs out to the right. He's hit, but fights forward on second effort, and they'll have the first down yardage. For all practical purposes, it looked like Wyatt Case was going to have him stopped over there, and Becker reached the football out as he's going down, and that's a great play by the quarterback to get the first down yardage.
Yeah, good play there by a senior.
That marks the football down to the 35-yard line, first and 10. Clock down to 4.5 minutes to go in the football game.
Yeah, I was just going to say, if you're a JCC fan, you're starting to watch that clock.
Yeah. 38-28, it's a 10-point lead for the Knights. North Central Catholic on first and 10 at the 35. They have a single setback. Anthons behind Beckard, the quarterback. They turn, give to Anthons. He runs straight forward. He's running tough now. Going to get about 6, maybe 7 yards. He's inside the 30. I believe he's going to be down all the way to about the 27-yard line is where they'll mark it. Anthony's starting to run tough here as they're wearing down the defensive line for Johnson County Central.
Yeah, he's lining up about 9 yards deep, getting ahead of steam and just diving right into that line.
So now we mark the football just outside the 37-yard line. Second down, 3 yards to go. They need to get it down to the 25 for first down yardage. Anthony's is the single setback in the backfield behind Beckard. Nolan Beckard is the quarterback. Wide receivers to both sides are the snitchers. Handoff goes to Anthony's. Anthony's runs forward. Going to be hit right at about the line of scrimmage. Not a lot of gain there. I'm not sure he gained anything. Might have even lost a half a yard.
That time, Nolan Wellentech was able to get a little bit of penetration and make contact before Anthony's got to the line of scrimmage.
Anthony's a little bit slow getting up. He's going to come out of the ball game now, holding a left arm or wrist there just a little bit. He'll leave the ball game. We'll see who lines up in his place. He picked up that new running back there.
That's 26 Brueggemann back in.
Okay, Brueggemann. Isaac Brueggemann is your running back. Third down, fake to Brueggemann. Beckard with the football. Delivers it out to the right. Snitzer makes the reception. Pass is going to be inside the 20. Making the catch is Miles Poppleton. Poppleton caught the football. And he'll have first down yardage. Miles Poppleton gets it inside the 20, down to about the 17-yard line, but that clock. The clock right now is the Knights' friend here. It's inside of 3 minutes, 2:45 to go. A 10-point lead right now, 38-28 for the Knights.
And Beckard really did a nice job standing in the pocket that time. Keegan Jones was coming on a blitz and laid a hit on him.
First and 10 at the 17-yard line. Beckard calling his cadence here. Two wideouts to the left. Beckard hands the ball to the running back straight forward.
Brueggemann
carrying the football, and he's got it inside the 15, I believe. Maybe right on the 15. We'll see where they put the foot down. That's inside. Call it the 14-yard line. And we'll give him a gain on the carry of 3. It'll be second down, 7 yards to go from the 14.
Just under 2 minutes to go.
Empty backfield this time for Beckard. Has a man in motion right to left. Beckard keeps it himself. He'll run it right up the middle. Beckard is hit and dropped near the 10-yard line. Short of first down yardage. We're going to have a timeout taken on the field. Johnson County Central with 1:45 to go in the ballgame. We'll step aside for 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic of Falls City are proud to announce their newest medical staff member, Cassie Munoz Parsons. As a family nurse practitioner and psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner, Cassie will see behavior and mental health and substance use disorder patients at the clinic between 8 and 5 on Monday and Friday and 9 to 6 every Wednesday, as well as telehealth visits on Tuesdays. To make an appointment, call the clinic at 402-245-4475. Community Medical Center and Family Medicine Clinic in Falls City. Online at cmcfc.com.
Sunny 101.3.
Randy Gatula, Scott Strock back with you at Peru State College in the historic Oak Bowl. A minute 45 left showing on the news 4 o'clock down here in the south end zone. The score 38-28. North Central Catholic up by 10 on Johnson County Central. The Knights are facing a third down and 3 yards to go with the football on the 10-yard line.
Yeah, Randy, the Knights have done a really good job milking the clock here. They took over on this drive with just under 8 minutes left, and this is going to be their 12th play of the drive.
That's just exactly what you ordered here if you want to run out clock. Beckard will put two wide receivers wide to the right, and he'll have Brueggemann set in the backfield behind him as the running back. Beckard calls his cadence. Now looks over to the coaching staff. Coach John Bohr gets an update. waiting for his snap is Beckard. He has the football. He throws it out to the right. The pass is going to be complete inside the 10. Oh, did he touch a knee?
I think they're going to whistle. He was down where he caught that. It's going to be a loss of a couple.
If he put a knee down as he caught the football, that could be the call. And if that's the case, the ball will be marked back out at the 14-yard line for a loss. And now it's a fourth down and about 7 yards to go. Unfortunate break there for the receiver. Good break for Johnson County Central. Now we're going to have a timeout taken on the field with a minute 32 to go in the football game, 38-28. Stay with us for the conclusion of this one here on Sunny 101.3.
The people at Citizens Bank and Trust in Rockport and Mound City know that not only does the community depend on the bank for growth and help in area projects, the bank also depends on the community. Citizens Bank and Trust provides loans for farm, home, auto, and more. Stop in and see the people who work for you and your community. Citizens Bank and Trust, Rockport and Mound City, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
High school football coming your way tonight on Sunny 101.3 KLZA-FM, Fall City, Nebraska. Randy Gatula is my name, calling your play-by-play. That's Scott Strock sitting over there. Ray Penning, our producer-engineer, back at the Sunny 101.3 studios for tonight's presentation. It's fourth down and 7 yards to go. The line of scrimmage is at the 14-yard line. Fourth and 7 for Lord Central. They'd like to maintain possession here with a 10-point lead. And only a minute and 32 seconds left to play. Nolan Beckard, the quarterback, is calling the snap. He has the ball, rolls to his right, looks down the right sideline into the end zone. The pass is caught for the touchdown. And who got it? I'll have to wait till he turns this way. That Snitzer comes up with the reception, and that'll be a 14-yard touchdown pass to Brady Snitzer. Brady Snitzer makes the reception, and that pretty much is your ball game. As the score now goes to 44-28, when people see this final score, this was actually a much closer ball game than this final score is going to indicate here. Nolan Beckard completed it. Now the try for the two-point conversion, it's going to fail. They won't get there, and our score remains 44-28 with a minute 25 to play in the ball game. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
With U.S. Cellular, it's just $29.99 per line for one, two, or three lines. So you don't need that robot daughter you built to get a fourth line for family plan pricing.
Oh, Roblizabeth? She's not going to like that.
The robots will prevail.
Oh, boy.
Get the low rate of $29.99 per line. U.S. Cellular, built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
To get these great deals from U.S. Cellular, head to A1 Cellular in Auburn, Nebraska.
Sunny 101.3.
This scoring drive recap is presented by Farm Bureau Financial Services. Call or stop by and see Jake and Tasha ArmConnect, your local Farm Bureau agents in Auburn and Fall City.
Well, the Lord Central Knights put together a sustained drive, took up 13 plays and chewed up over 6 minutes of playing time. 13 plays, 65 yards. It was capped off with a 14-yard touchdown pass. Nolan Becker to Brady Snitzer. Conversion attempt failed. The score now moves 44-28 with just a minute 25 left to play in the football game. Gio Lopez will kick the ball away here for the Lord's Knights. Johnson County on the verge of suffering their first defeat of the season. They opened 2-0, first time in school history for that good of a start in football. Here's a kick from Lopez, and it's going to go into the end zone. No chance for a return. They'll bring it out to the 15-yard line, and that's where Johnson County Central will begin this drive, but they only have a minute 25 left with which to work. We invite you to stay tuned for our postgame show tonight. We'll have a postgame wrap-up for you at the conclusion of the ballgame. Our presenting sponsor tonight is Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt for parts, sales, and service. They also have 5 other locations in northeast Kansas. Bruna Implement, your Case IH dealer in Humboldt, Nebraska, tonight's presenting sponsor for the broadcast. Johnson County Central with the football. Wes Swanson is the quarterback. He has the snap. a reverse, and that didn't go anywhere. In trouble in the backfield. Now breaking a tackle and turning it back upfield into a gain. Still on his feet with running room and carrying the football is Jersey Graham. I thought Jersey was going to be dropped for a loss of about 10, and he somehow turned that into a 10-yard gain. Can you believe that?
Yeah, that play looked like it was doomed, and somehow Jersey reversed course, picked up 11.
Jersey Graham, gain of 11, puts the football out to the 26-yard line, but the clock down to a minute to go now in the football game. Again, we invite you to be sure and stay with us for the postgame show. First down and 10 from the 26-yard line. Wes Swanson, the sophomore signal caller, has the snap. Swanson steps back. They're going to let him throw the ball complete out to the left side. Ofubu, and Ofubu's taken out of bounds across the 30, out near the 31-yard line. That goes out of bounds and stops the clock with 43 seconds to go. Johnson County Central got big wins to start 2-0. So did Lourdes. We knew this was going to be a good matchup here tonight, and it has been. Again, that final score down there, if it stands, 44-28, is not going to be indicative of how close the ball game really was.
Yeah, Thunderbirds had a two-point lead at halftime, 28-26.
They come over the ball now on second down and 6 yards to go. The line of scrimmage at the 31. Swanson throws it out left. Pass complete. Good for first down yardage. That's Jackson Houghton making the reception. Houghton catches the ball and advances it out to the 39-yard line for a first and 10.
Jackson might have been as well served just to get out of bounds there with no timeouts.
They'll line up quickly and go with no huddle here. Wes Swanson takes a snap, looks to the left, now looks right, has a pass complete to the right side. Making the catch out here is Keegan Jones. Jones does get out of bounds and stops the clock with 26 seconds. You know, Johnson County Central would love to come down here and put a quick six up just to make the score look a little more competitive.
Yeah, I was a little surprised they didn't come out quicker at the start of the drive because technically it's still a two-score game.
Yeah.
Two scores, 2 two-point conversions. Of course, you need the onside kick, and they don't have any timeout.
26 seconds to go here. Second down and 8. Line of scrimmage at the 39-yard line of Lourdes. On second and 8, Swanson throws out. Keegan Jones makes a reception close to the first down and then thrown back, thrown out of bounds. Oh, look where they're going to spot the football.
Boy, they shorted him at least a full yard there.
Or two. Not that it's kind of irrelevant with 20 seconds to go. But timeout taking 20 seconds of play. We're back in 30 seconds on Sunny 101.3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.
There's a long pass to Jackson Houghton, makes a reception. He's going to be taken out of bounds inside the 5, down near the 4-yard line as we broke away. Jackson Houghton makes a reception. It's first and goal at the 4. 11 seconds left to play. Wes Swanson brings him up to the line. Double tight end set. Split backs in the backfield. Swanson back to pass, rolling right, looking into the end zone. Into the end zone, the ball is going to be batted down with 6 seconds to go. And it'll bring up second down and goal from the 4-yard line. Jackson Houghton, when we broke away there, they came back quickly, made the catch on the left sideline down inside the 5, got it to the 4 before being knocked out of bounds. And he did a good job making sure he was out of bounds to stop the clock, too. That was a heads-up play by the receiver.
Good pass-up break-up there by
Houghton. Here we go. Second down and goal from the 4. Just 6 seconds left to play. Johnson County would like to put another 6 on the board here, trailing 44-28. Wes Swanson, your quarterback. Double tight end set. Ofubu set in the backfield behind him. Swanson turns, wants to throw. Now a flag is thrown and a whistle sounds. Meanwhile, the clock ticks down to 4 seconds. And a procedure penalty is going to be called against Johnson County Central. Well, the Thunderbirds are going to come up short here tonight, but they've got a good football team. They're going to win some more games this season. I predict a good year for Johnson County Central. Lord Central, they're going to advance their record at 3-0 on the year, so they're off to an excellent start. Just 4 seconds left to play here, and then we'll have a post-game show for you. The ball at the where we moved it back 5 yards. Yeah, ball at the 9-yard line now. Second down and goal at the 9 after the 5-yard penalty. I got to put 7 seconds up. There was only 6 when
That's
we started.
That's what I thought.
Oh, my goodness. All right, second down. A goal at the 9 was 7 seconds. We got a magic second.
Now there's 6.
Okay, now they changed it. Swanson wants to throw the ball over the middle. The pass is complete to Houghton. He stopped at the 1, but there's no timeouts. Time will expire with Johnson County Central at the 1-yard line and not able to get in. Your final score tonight, Nebraska City Lord Central 44, Johnson County Central 28. We'll take a 2-minute timeout. Be back with a post-game scoring recap on Sunny 101.3.
Are you needing roof or gutter repair? David Rigger, a Fall City native and owner of Midwest Homes and Restoration, has you covered. They provide residential and commercial wind and hail damage restoration, as well as replacing aging roofs and guttering. Midwest Homes and Restoration proudly serves as your local company in Nebraska, Iowa, Missouri, and Kansas. To get the job done right, call David at 402-817-0606 for a free estimate right away. That's Midwest Homes and Restoration of Mound City.
Glass. It's our window to the world. So when you need new glass installation, glass repair, or replacement, just think of one name, Jim Hills in Fall City. Yes, we've all seen the red truck out and about in the area for many years. That's Jim Hills doing high-quality residential, commercial, and auto glass work. Many years of service and satisfied customers attest that they do it right. So for your next glass project, call Jim Hills at 402-245-4444 at 1619 Chase Street in Fall City, Nebraska.
Farmers, it's go season, and Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer, is as ready as you are to ensure this harvest season goes smoothly. Their team of technicians is working extra hours to reduce downtime and get you back in the fields, because Bruna Implement was built by farmers for farmers. Bruna Implement, your local Case IH dealer in Washington, Marysville, Clay Center, Seneca, Hiawatha, and Humboldt, Nebraska, wishing you a safe and prosperous harvest.
School is back in session and fall sports are about to begin. Participating in organized sports is beneficial in so many ways, but be proactive and keep your athletes safe this season by making sure they have the correct gear. Get a pre-participation physical, stay hydrated, get plenty of rest, enforce safety rules, and don't play through the pain. Fall sports season is a fun time of year, so make sure an injury doesn't sideline your athlete. Some tips from Nemaha County Hospital. Quality care every time.
This is Sunny 101.3.
Welcome back to Peru, Nebraska. Our final score tonight, the Nebraska City Lord Central Knights defeat Johnson County Central 44-28. At the half, Johnson County Central held a 28-24 halftime lead, but the second half offensively was all Lord's Knights. With 7:51 to go in the third quarter, Nolan Beckert completed an 8-yard touchdown pass to Miles Poppleton. That capped an 8-play, 52-yard drive. The conversion failed, made it 30-28. Lord's on top, and that's where they'd stay the rest of the night. At 3:48 to go in the third quarter, a 10-yard run by Nolan Beckert was good for a touchdown that topped off a 5-play, 70-yard drive. The 2-point conversion pass was complete to Brady Snitzer, made it a 10-point lead, 38-28. And then with a minute 25 to go in the ball game, a 14-yard pass, Nolan Beckert to Brady Snitzer capped a sustained drive of 13 plays, 65 yards. The conversion attempt failed. The score stood at 44-28, and that's where we ended up for the evening. With the win, the Lord's Knights improved their record now to 3-1 on the year, and Johnson County Central falls to 2-1. Scott, your final thoughts here.
Yeah, I think you could point back to GCC's first drive of the second half where they moved it inside the 10, got backed up on a penalty, and then had a complete pass on fourth down about 2 yards short of a first down, ended up turning it over on downs, and just really never recaptured that offensive momentum they had in the first half, because we had 5 drives in the second half with no points, and in that first half, it was touchdown after touchdown.
Well, all in all, a very competitive football game. We hope you've enjoyed the broadcast tonight, both here on Sunny 101.3 and with our friends at Johnson County Central Strive TV. Again, our thanks here to Mr. Scheer for his help here and with us on the air tonight with the video stream. We hope everybody watching at home enjoyed the game as much as we enjoyed bringing it to you. So that just about wraps it up for a nice live coverage of high school football for Scott Strzok and for Ray Penning, our producer-engineer. I'm Randy Gatua. We leave you with the final score tonight in Peru, Lord Central Catholic 44, Johnson County Central 28. Good evening, everyone. You've been listening to High School Football on Sunny 101.3.
You've been listening to coverage of high school football here on Sunny 101.3.
The Tri-State Region's Sunny 101.3.